Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, nigga. You know what the fuck it is. Danger! Danger! Get on the floor! The nigga right here! From the minute I get them, picking their shirt off, throwing their tattoos, screaming and howling it all. Got the kids to come up with it, put it together, deliver, make them feel it, bitch. I've been on shine, pull me out the pants off, bang, like that suit in the purple off. Put rappers and coughing, then dive like dogs. On the dad of the lyrical mall, but you don't jump strong off. So watch yourself, I fuck around and get beside yourself. I know, go ahead though, bump them kids, shake that ass, drop that pussy, stay in line, ho. Fuck a tank, cause you can't can. Bend over and bust that pussy. Oh,
it's been so long.
Get up.
It's been on.
Come on.
Woo.
Get on the floor.
Show me
this nigga right here.
I wanna see
you.
It's been so long.
Dang it.
It's been on.
Dang it.
So please show me what? What it is that you wanna see.
My fucking concert line around the corner. Talking calls, niggas get his bitch. Nothing on them. You looking good, mama. Vibes, what's up, homie? Limousine in the club on her. Yeah, bitch, you get late, ain't no getting in this bitch, cause it's still enough. Inside back from the throat to the ceiling up. The building ain't big enough. I'm backstage bouncing, adrenaline's building up. The pussy cutter that I stutter, the heart flutter, make your woman dog sound like butter. Sound like now, hype like that. The rhyme seller, kick ass like Jim Kelly. Stand up, wild out, booed up, spin rhyme. Tell a nigga if you want to try it in bitch, come on down. No sweat, no blood, no tears. If I tell you it's the shit, then bitch, that's what it is.
On a free finger, we call that the low, but back on 53rd and save the MC.
You can go to Coach Club and tie your meds with me. Close proximity, but since I consider the city. So hit me on the page for something you wanna know about major crime areas in Chicago. Almost anything you wanna know, you can talk to me. But if you wanna see it, walk with me. Don't underestimate the South Side. Come here acting like you hard to leave your mouth wide. Walk with me. And on the east, there's no peace. Catch one in the head and in the bed in the street. Walk with me. And on the tip to try the west side. They'll kill you just to show you that they the best side. Walk with me. This is the city where the vultures be. So put your left foot in front of your right foot and walk with me.
Let's take a trip to the west side. What people in their opinion are telling me is the best side. Some even say it's the fresh side. But far as my conviction, I consider it as the death side. They be busting niggas at stop signs. Over 2,000 police are still inadequate as a stop crime. And every time a nigga sweater, he go to Mount Sinai Hospital, cause they'll kill you in Loretta. Now let me tell you where the hood dwell. Like in K-Town where them BGs be throwing up that triple L. Them niggas shoot the coppers down. We even got new breeds on the stop side in Pocket Town. They run in the village to show, but on 16th the cops know. You mostly gonna see them sold. Chicago Avenue, now that's the place where them conservatives roam. You get caught slipping if you wanna, because them traveling vice lords will be waiting on you on California. These shines full of hard brothers. Have you been through Central Avenue, the land of them four corner hustlers? Waiting just to rush you. Especially them fools that think the shy is full of busters. You can get traced and chalked to see, or you could be on the safe side, nigga, and walk with me.
Don't underestimate the South Side. Come here acting like you hard, they'll leave your mouth wide.
Walk with me.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Officially, the last Grudge show this year. I don't know how many people are going to join us tonight because it is New Year's Eve and people's got a lot to do, even though COVID is attacking. So I guess we're going to see what we can do here. I first of all want to start off saying that everybody, I thank God that everybody got a chance to see the whole year of 2021 and bless us, because I ain't going to say we're there already, because, hey, you know how it is, and let us be blessed to see 2022. Because of COVID, it's been a whole lot of people that's not going to make this trip. It's going to be a whole lot of people that's not making this trip, and they still falling off every day, every hour, you know. So I'm just praying that the Lord let me continue on my journey of life, hoping to have fun in 2022, hoping to not chuck on his ass in 2022. We got to keep on moving. We just got to keep on moving, y'all. So, man, how should we start this up? I finished this, as you might say. Yeah. We're going to try to get this over with. Yes, sir. If anybody got any parts of 2022, 2021, that they feel they most enjoy, come on and speak about it as we go into this new year. If the show go good and it go into overtime, we're going to bring in the New Year together. We're going to keep it going as we did many nights where the show should have been over with, but they kept us going. And for the last time this year, I guess I got to play the song to me. I feel so deeply about. So, I'm going to play this song one more time for 2021.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
The devil really
mercy kept me. Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. Hunt somebody next to you, tell them, I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
So what's going on, y'all? What we gonna do, man? Again, I want to thank y'all for the last time this year for coming on and joining me in the Big Eddie's Grudge Talk Show. Hey, I don't know how it is or when they supposed to end the voting, but things kind of looking rough there. But man, I'm gonna tell y'all, Pro Sock Joe, he my guy. You know, he helped me quite a few things, you know. When I tried to get into NT racing, I talked to some everybody. Nobody didn't really get me in the door. He called my man Larry T and told him about me, introduced me to him, and got me in. So he asked me for a favor. I didn't believe it was going to do no good, but he say, I need your vote. And they know who I was going to vote for. So he sent me the thing he had on there, I need your vote. So I say, well, if it'll do some good, I guess my one vote, we'll see. I gave the man my vote. I looked up later on. That man had 600 and some votes. I said, wow. He is above my man Willie Dawg. Later on that evening, Willie Dawg was right there. I looked at it today. That damn Willie Dawg had doubled the man. I said, God damn, well, I tried Pro Flash. I say, boy, ain't nobody going to beat that man too fast for Grudge Talk Show. Yeah, I think, what, BET beat him once. I don't know how that went, because he was one of the most hated talk show hosts in the world. So I don't know how that went, but I think BET, I remember BET winning one, because that was the time he walked across the stage and Mob Dawg and everything, and he know goddamn well Dawg one of them people gonna get you back. And he destroyed BET from that point. Destroyed it. It looked like to me. I also got tickled when I look at what is it, the people to take the pictures, videographer. He, this man, look out racing, got all this equipment, drone flying around. But where he probably fucked up is when he started charging people to see his video. Dawg killed him. If it ain't no wit, he ain't no getting back for him. Ain't no getting back. Dawg come on, he just use his phone. The man commentates. He give you a show. He give you the bass cam. And so far, you know, that man, I never would have thought he'd have beat somebody like that, though. But hey, he killed him. Ain't no just beat him. He killed him. So we already know who won that. Ain't nowhere in the world that man can get back. So, man, it's kind of fun looking at these votes and how they're going and carrying on. Last I seen, I don't know when the vote ends. But the last I seen, a lot of people went for Aunt Boney. Aunt Boney was well ahead. Probably somewhere in the range of 1,000 votes or so. It'll be well deserved, whichever one of them get it. It'll be well deserved. The other thing I was looking at, the part where they got the guy in there that was talking on the show the other day, and Dawg told him, he said, you lead. I seen Bobby Cole in second. I don't know if that changed, but Bobby them working over there. So, do anybody know when the voting, when all the votes is ended? Is it tonight at midnight, or do it continue? Anybody know that? Because I wasn't finna get in them fights, talking about who should be who on the radio show. No, sir. I just sat back and listened. But if anybody know when it's tallied up, y'all can come in and talk. Where all my guys at? Come on now. I know if Kid was on here, he'd come in and talk to me. But I guess Kid ain't here. Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah.
Shit.
What up,
big ass shit? I just got them and woke up out my nap. Shit, watching these football games.
Yes, sir. Hey, when that thing supposed to be tallied up, kid? When they supposed to have to be tallied up the votes?
I don't even know, Eddie. Yep. don't even know.
Yeah, well, some of them you can count them now.
Yeah, I guess you got a point there.
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm.
But Jamie and Aunt Boney, all depending on when it's going to end. Last time I looked at it, it was still close enough that it could be a chain.
Yeah.
Who got that noise in the background?
Let me see. That might be me. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hey, what's going down?
Oh, okay. You were out of in. Yeah, yeah. I'm at the workplace. I'm going to work in about 15, 20 minutes, but I just want to make sure. All
right, Mom.
I'm on.
All right,
Mom.
Yes, oh, yeah. I know who you are.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're about 15 up.
Little Stevie.
All right. All right.
All right.
Brother Kid, Ed, happy holidays, everybody.
What's going on,
holidays,
Mark?
Man.
How you doing? Yep.
All good, my brother. All good, man.
That's good. That's good. Yep. Around to see another year.
Yeah, hopefully. So.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we 12:01.
Hey. Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to keep this show going.
Hey, man, I want to thank all the racers for all the racers for an enjoyable season, man. I really enjoyed it. I had a ball watching and participating, and feels good, man. Many, many more for everybody next year, man.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be brand new for 2022. My man, I won't say no name, but my man went through 2021 unscathed. But I don't think he's going to be so lucky 2022.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not if it's up to me. He going to have to do something.
Well, I heard that.
Matter of fact, let me see if he on here tonight so I know how far to go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you still got that special call for him, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But tonight, New Year's Eve, so it probably ain't no highlights nowhere around.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's going on? Right. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I just couldn't What's up, baby? I just came to tell y'all, man. Happy New Year, man. I love all you motherfuckers. And X is about to show out this year, man. I just want to tell y'all, man. Y'all all keep y'all heads up. Let's get this money together and fuck everything that's negative. Let's stay positive. Let's get it, man.
Let me call Kimo and so he can verify what you're talking about, man. Please.
He ain't got to verify nothing I'm talking about. X, hey, I'm back.
Oh, okay. All right,
then. I'm back. Hey, you better ride the Bobby Cole race. You tell me it's X back in Bobby Cole race.
Oh, okay. I hear you, X. I hear you.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went through a little trial and tribulation, man. I had to say, do I want to race and just prove something? Niggas a day I had to take care of what I had to take care of my family.
Right, right.
Them
yeah,
cars,
right.
I could sell all that and just come watch everybody else.
Exactly.
You know, when it came to my wife got messed up in that accident, and man, I was off for 8 months for trying to run my company. I'm paying folks, you know, $3,000 to $4,000 a month for insurance and all that. I wasn't doing that no more, man.
Yep.
I shut everything down. Now X is back, baby. I'm coming back with vengeance, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, there's more important things than just drag racing now, I'm telling you.
Yes, you know, and the thing is, it ain't even about the drag racing because it's what you trying to prove to somebody.
Yeah,
you know,
there
when
you
I
go.
woke up one day and said, you know what, I ain't got to prove nothing to these guys no more, man.
Mm-mm.
You know, they say something, I'm trying to keep going back and forth with them, man, this. I said, I'm done with that. When it's time for me to come back out, they'll know it.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, everybody got to really look back and think about where they came from, where they at, and where they going.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? I backed up, took a little time off. Cars ain't went nowhere. They been in the garage just chilling. They ain't went nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to back up because it wasn't my time right now. You know, if you don't pay attention to what the higher power send to you and tell you what you got to do and when you need to make your move, you're going to stay in the back burner. You got to get where he tell you, okay, this year you come out and do this, or this year we going to do it this way. We're going to do it this way. You know, you can't do this on your own no more, man.
Yep.
That's right.
So I backed up and I waited till it was my time to say I'm coming back out. I don't care about them cars. I'll sell them all. I don't care. But it's my time to come back out now. So I'm coming back out this year.
All right.
Yep.
You know, but all the extra negative stuff, man, I 2022, once this clock tonight say 12, everything negative, I'm hanging up on everybody. I ain't got time for that no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's good, man. I'm glad you're able to move forward, man. You know.
Man, it's been rough.
Able to move forward.
You know, it was rough, but, you know, everybody, this, you know. Duh, we all supposed to be friends. I don't want to see none of my friends fall off. I don't want to see none of my friends take a fall and they can't get back up. And if I help them, I'm not going to go telling everybody, oh, I helped you. I helped him get back on his feet. I ain't going to do that.
Yeah, man. Where that goddamn shorty at? He going out to the New Year's party.
Oh, man, there's no telling what shorty at.
Shorty, where you at, man?
Probably over there on that morning show.
I think the morning show might have came over here. That's up.
Yeah, man, but, you know. Y'all cool, man. I love y'all niggas, man. Hey.
Oh, yeah, man.
We bros for life, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you heard any confirmation on Mylon Odell X or what?
I ain't heard the real confirmation, but I know that they got the that big race back in I can't remember what month it is, but I know they got that big race back. So Mylon is coming back. Mylon is back, really, because they already done booked the dates and everything. I think it's in August or something. But
okay. They
done already done booked stuff, so I know it's back.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come to Mylon without having to deal with Janine, huh?
Nah, Janine them is gone. Mylon gonna be a better track because the guy who got it right now, he redoing the whole surface. He redoing the bathrooms. He redoing everything. By the time the track open, all that shit gonna be done. It's gonna be like you coming to a brand new facility, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Plank Road, baby. Plank Road.
Yeah. It's like you going to a whole new facility, man, because he redoing all kind of shit there.
Mm-hmm.
Deneen them should have did all that, but Deneen them was just trying to get money. They was just trying to, you know, do more than they could and cutting everything. You know, people got million-dollar cars out there, man. I ain't going to say million. I'm just saying they got high-dollar cars. Don't cut the fucking glue so they can knock their goddamn whole front end off their car, man. They paid to come here. You prep that track like it's supposed to be prepped.
Shit, the way I was hearing Lil Will and Kimo talking, it was always prepped. The way it's supposed to be prepped.
Nah, and them tracks wasn't prepped like they were supposed to be prepped. Nah.
Oh, man.
They wasn't. They wasn't. You know, they could have did better every time. Like when me and Chuck raced. How both of us hit the goddamn wall. I hit his wall, he hit my wall.
What Chuck?
Chuck from Chicago.
That Scandal fella?
Scandal. Me and Scandal hit the wall the same night.
What?
No, them tracks wasn't prepped, man. They, you know, no.
I sure would have thought nothing left. But, you know, 41 been doing real good as far as trying to get the track in order. Like I told everybody last year, I can't say nothing bad about the track. I just never really cared about the people that work there. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like
they,
mine.
They, yeah.
You know
they real track. Funny towards the grudge racers and stuff, man. And, you know, I heard Raylo the other day, you know, talking about last night, talking about what grudge racing can't do and the class racing bring the money. And I understand all that. But you know how they used to say when you ain't got something, every little bit help, something beat nothing?
Yes, sir.
And grudge racing was that something for 41 for a long time. And I ain't saying don't do your class racing because you got to make money. We discussed that last year. They're going to make more money with them class cars than what they do the grudge racing. The grudge racing kind of fill the gaps when they don't have a class race. You know, it fill that gap. So you want to keep them people satisfied too for they keep coming. You don't want to dirty them out. I mean, did that bullshit and run everybody out back to the streets. They lost a lot of customers, man. God damn it, you see more cars out on the street. And these guys used to come to 41 now. And I mean, they be out there about 100 on the street. All that money on the streets, man. That could have been right there at the track with them. All you had to do was play fair and make room for them, show them some respect. Once they got a taste of that street and they ain't had to pay to go down the track, they didn't come back, man. They didn't come back. I mean, if you seen that shit, X, you probably saw some of the videos. How many cars be out there, man, it just ain't fucking funny. On the streets, man. And they wasn't on that only just the weekend. Them was down there every night out there on the street like that. Now, by the end of the year, the police this year started kind of messing with them. Maybe they didn't got a call where they got in trouble for not controlling it. So now they probably put some pressure on their back. So they kind of started running around a little bit towards the end of the year. End of the season. It was still like, you know, be coming to the fall season. It was about the summer when they started messing with them in. Other than that, man, them boys could be out there. They would, man, you look on a Sunday early from the morning to night. They'll be out there, man, having no problems. racing their butt off, man. It was kind of crazy, boy. I was like, God damn. When we used to be on the street a lot, we had some, every once in a while, we had that kind of night where we didn't have to run. But most of the nights, we had to go from spot to get a race on.
Yep.
Them boys could just sit there all day long, man, prep the street and everything. Had no problems. I couldn't believe it. So I guess, you know, some of the people passing through there, going to work and stuff, start complaining. And they've been getting that report. So now they starting to kind of mess with them. Even when they ain't in the racing section, they tried to block them in one of the, I believe it was a Walmart parking lot. But they end up letting them out, but they sure tried to slam them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. So.
Besides the ones that were calling the police before they get to the race site so they wouldn't have to race, huh?
You know, it's kind of hard to believe that's so. I really believe, like I said, that you know, they start getting flack about it, so they had to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And they start looking for it, just like they did back in the days when we used to be out there, man. Them over got so rough on us, we used to try to go up on Klein Avenue, and the moment pulled to the side, them motherfuckers was coming. We had to pull back on.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And it was time we go out to Klein and have a ball. All that shit changed. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. All them days
so
are gone, lady.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if Byron will open back up, but the only thing y'all got to do to Byron, to race at Byron, is have the proper stuff in the car. Had a seat belt and everything in the car, you know, along with your cage and stuff. If you got a car that need to have a cage or a roll bar, you're going to have like updated seat belts. I don't know if they asking for, the diaper or not. You just got to find out what they need and just make the car where it can go there. You know,
Eddie, you would want, being, you know, owning a car and racing a car or whatever, you would want that kind of shit on your car anyway, for your sake.
I would think so. I think the seatbelt is bullshit, because them seatbelts don't go bad.
No.
You know, I think that's some bullshit. Yeah, but all other safety stuff that you need, Rogue.
The material that they made out of, I guess they could dry rot, you know, gasoline get on them or oil or something, you know, could deteriorate them. You know, I'm not for sure.
You getting gas?
Yeah, but you leave a...
Why the fuck they do that at?
Hey, man. Anything possible, X. Gas, oil, anything. Shit, anything
man,
is possible.
Ain't no gas or oil, none of that getting on them seatbelts, man.
And then look how much bigger
they are. They should extend those seatbelts and see it every 2 years. I think that's a waste of time. Cause if you're not,
hell
you're
yeah,
not
that's a waste of time.
Ain't nothing going on with them. Especially average person got $60,000-$70,000 race car. First of all, it ain't sitting outside in the sun. Only trying to dig it at the racetrack. So yeah, I think they should go further on that because it don't make no sense. If I got seatbelt expired, it cost me $55 to send them in just for them to
certify.
Get another certified sticker in there. That's all they're doing.
They just make you pay for that shit, man.
Yeah.
But I look at racing. If I can afford to make myself safe, I will. So then, be honest, when the good Lord called for you to come on, I don't care what they do, you put safety in your car. Your time is your time.
You out of there.
That's the way I look
at it. You out of there.
Yes, if I can put safety on my car, I'm a dude. I got to do to make it safe.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just me protecting, not only me, protecting my belongings too, you know.
That's right.
But, again, by me being around drag, kid, and all them, coming up back in the racing, back in the days racing, you're supposed to learn something from the legends, the guys that's been out there a long time. Yes, their cars wasn't fast as these cars going now on these small tires. To me, I think they some dummies, because who really wants to go that fast on a little tire, and all it takes is one little mistake, and you just can't
get one little mistake.
But, you know what, Lee, that one little mistake can happen on the big tire, too, though, man. So it really don't matter what tire you on.
I'm a junkie. I'm a speed freak. I looked at that race when Ron Henderson made that pass. I ain't going to even lie. I wouldn't even want to go no 240-some miles per hour. And he was on a big tire. And that car, faster than that car was going. One little thing, that bitch going flying in there. I don't care what you got on it. And then I noticed this, when a car going that fast in the speed, by the time it stops, it didn't rip itself apart. But again, each his own. Some people, they don't phase them. They just go. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what I say about it. You know, make yourself safe if you could. And you'll be around a long time, because a lot of times you can crash and ain't got a dad. You paralyze yourself. Yeah, two one in time.
Yeah. Oh, I know what for sure.
That's it.
Well, X, I look at it like this here. I'd rather goddamn it go across the ocean in an ocean liner than the goddamn it trying to go across there in a rowboat.
I understand that too, because I ain't going across no ocean on rowboat. You can kiss my ass.
Well, everybody knows that you have a better chance of keeping the car, getting it back with a big tire than you with a little tire. You know, so
now,
they just give you a better odds.
Like, hold on, bro. Hold on. Now, what I'm going to say, it ain't no difference with a big tire or a little tire, long as it's a slick. It's a difference with that radio. That's the difference. Because I done brought my car way out of tough situation with a 28 slick on it than I did with that radio. That radio ain't no forgiving that. You got a big slick, you got a little slick. It's the same fucking forgiveness with both of them tires, man. It ain't no difference. It's only a difference when you put that radio on your car.
Wait a minute. Whoa, you turned me over that time. Say that again. Give me that again.
The thing is, Leon, you got to say like you got a 33 on your car. I got a 29.5 on my car. Both of them slick. We going to recover the fucking same. It's no difference in the recovery with that. I'm not going to recover with that drag radio on my car. That's
no,
if
but
your
you,
car trip with that. Let me finish. If the car trip with that radio, it's no fucking recovery. I can't get out the gas and pat it again. I can pat it again with that 29 on the car. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's no difference with the. It's only a difference with the slick to the radio. The radio ain't no forgiveness.
It is, but in a way it ain't, because with the stuff they doing now today, you leave on 300, but when at 0.2, 500 or 800, 500 or 600 come on. And you only out there at the 360. And you got everything on. That time bitch can knock them off and damn near spin that whole car around. And you can try to get out of your one, you won't crash it. But drag had a number like that from Vegas. That time bitch up there and at 0.2 everything was on, before I know it, I was spinning around like a top.
Yeah,
that shit came on so fast. You know what I'm saying? So if you never let the fire got a chance to grab, and everything came on. You know, but we didn't know. He didn't know. We just tried stuff, you know, see what it like, what it don't like. So it's a toss-up. But at the end of the day, I do know this much about a bigger tire. You can get out there, and it can knock them off. You can lay in that side, bitch, and that shit gonna all in, you know. But them 29s, them 28, they only got so much tire, and they only can put up so much power at a certain time. I seen cars light them up at 400 foot. I said, he cutting on some big shit right there. Look at that. We think it's smoking from the burnout. No, he cutting on the world out of there. That's why it's doing that. But it's a toss-up.
Yeah.
The thing is, you got to respect them small tires. You got to respect that. I ain't going to lie. Them small tires, why them suckers not going to break them loose? I don't care if you're on the radio or split. When they break it loose, I'm a damn me get out of.
Hey, listen what I'm saying, Liggy. You got way
down there when I ran junior. That shit got way down there and got out of jet when all that shit came on. I tried to hold it. If I'd have been in my car, I probably would have stayed in it. But I was in their car, and I said, "Well, I'll lose the money, and I won't lose the car." You know what I'm saying? I had a chance of paying up for stuff if I'd have tried to win, you know. I was winning, but the shit got out of jack when all that other shit came on. And Tim, I got a big child on that thing, but I had to live. It wasn't it was a quick decision. Left for crash. So it's a toss up, you know. All I know
it's really a toss up. But the thing is, I'ma tell you, is I ain't never been on a big tire, so I can't talk about a big tire. But what I could talk about is that slick and that drag radio. It's a big difference. You got no error with that drag radio. None. You hit the air with that bitch, you going to talk to that wall like I talked to that motherfucker when I ran Chuck. You going to talk to that wall.
Yeah, but that, you know what, Dwayne? That right there, I don't think that was a time problem. It was just y'all, nothing against you and him. Y'all was just two old stubborn persons. And that wasn't a big fact for both of y'all.
Yeah, we should have both got out. We should have both backed out of that race that night.
If y'all win the race, It wouldn't have never happened.
But
it really was too bad. But y'all
went on. Hey, you hear me say we had our S's on our chest and said, fuck it, we racing. We've been here. If they would have let us race early, if they wouldn't have been bullshitting, Peso was bullshitting, and the other motherfuckers bullshitting, if they would have let me and Chuck go with the sun, when it was still light outside, me and Chuck wouldn't have crashed our cars. I know what it was. But what I'm saying is,
it was the weather.
Yeah, it was the weather that fucked me and Chuck up. Because that should have been a good-ass race all the way down through there. You know, everybody said Chuck should have fucked me up. You know, but that would have been a good race if the track was there. You know what I'm saying? Track wasn't there, but me and Chuck sat in the line so long, we like, fuck that, man. Let's go on a race. That's where that shit fucked up. And me and Chuck would have said, hey, man, we'll meet each other in another day, man. That's what we should have did, but we didn't do it because everybody, they were so anticipating on that race to go down. So Chuck was like, fuck it. They said, we going up. Let's go. I'm like, all right, fuck it.
Yeah, well, you got to know your weather conditions, too, X. You know, like I said.
I know it now.
You know, Duke can be sitting on the track, goddamn, from the 3:30 on down, and you'll never know it if you don't check.
Hey, T, I want to tell you something. Yeah. As long as I've been racing, and 41 and stayed in the cornfield, man, listen, by the time you walk to the bathroom and walk back to the sideline, we sitting there looking at the fog. The dude just drove over the track like it rained. I mean, it went from clear to you can't see. And them Ralph still went on down there and raced each other. And all the way because of the tail light, like that damn car just went over there. That car just did that. You can see that. You couldn't see no car. You just seen the reflection from the tail light. I said,
I ain't doing that no more. I ain't doing the eight kid.
Yeah.
60 degrees. I ain't going down the track. The problem was that I ain't never seen the dude
roll over the track like that. He rolled over the track just like in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, you got to know where you're at and when to do it, that's for sure.
I ain't fucking with that no more.
I mean, you like,
we're
not perfect. We make mistakes, and anybody can say they're perfect, they tell the lie because things happen.
Yeah.
But what does is we can stop a lot of our problems and we don't be in no rush. If I think it's not safe, you can call me what you want to call me. That's what I get to go home with my money. I get to go home to my family, and my car is still in one piece. Instead of trying to prove a point to them, and at the end of the day, when you go out and do what they want to do, when you're trying to go home, they're going to load you up with your bent-up car. You got to go home and see how you going to fix it.
Mm-hmm. I ain't doing it no more. If I think that temperature drop quick on me, I'm done. Fuck y'all. Y'all kiss my ass. I'll say what y'all want to say.
Yeah, well, we do have a problem trying to prove a point to another motherfucker, man.
That's the whole problem. Everybody be having them points they trying to prove. I ain't doing that shit no more. Fuck y'all. Y'all can say X or Kyle, he ain't gonna raise y'all. Say the fuck y'all want to say. But when them cars slap that fucking wall and your damn life on the line, you gonna say, oh, he did the right thing. But if he didn't, y'all gonna laugh it off like, yeah, look at him. He fucked his car up. He damn near dead right now. Fuck y'all, nigga.
That dumb motherfucker went out there like that. They be like, that dumb motherfucker went out there, tore his car up, seen all that do on the track.
Yeah, buddy.
I ain't doing that. Mm-hmm. I ain't doing that no more. Because when that motherfucking bank account got to get fucked up to get that car back together, it's only yours. They're going to be like, hey, throw a fundraiser for X. Nah, they ain't going to do it because they looking at it like, fuck that dumb motherfucker. You know, fuck that. I ain't falling for that. I'm straight on that. Nigga, I had to spend $16,000 put my car back together after me and Chuck raced. Fuck y'all. I ain't fucking with that. Didn't nobody say, X need, let's help him out. They was like, oh, Chuck need, let's help him out. Didn't nobody say that?
Hell no. Hell no.
I didn't need nobody to help me. So I never said nothing. I didn't need nobody to help me because I wanted to sell all that shit after I crashed. My wife said, nope. I said, what the hell you mean, no? She said, we putting that car back together. We going to get on somebody else's ass. I'm like, well, we took it up to the shop. My man said, he said the price. I said, that shit for sale. I'm about to sell that shit right now. She said, I got half on it. I said, put it back together, man. You know, I ain't paying for that shit myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why real. The car came back out. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, that car was sold, everything.
Yes, sir.
So.
Hey, y'all, hold on a minute. Let me open up. Hey, y'all, hold on. Let me open up Shorty's mic right quick.
Be hating on me.
Oh, man.
Be hating on me. Bitches be hating on me. Pull up in a foreign car. Pull up in a foreign car. bitches be hating on me.
Yeah,
pull up in a forest car, that bitch go vroom vroom, galabone, gotcha, vroom vroom, vroom vroom, but I zoom, zing, galabone, yeah, V8 engine on the motherfucker, I got a V8 engine in that motherfucker, bitches be talking that shit, pull a motherfucker trigger real quick, yeah, whole lot of gang shit, whole lot of gang shit, make a stand with my stomach grab, make a stand in my stomach grab, bitch, I hit a nigga in the nose, fuck, it fit look like Pinocchio, yeah. Gang, I can miss me, bro.
Damn, shorty, it's like that, how long you been holding that in? All right, y'all go.
Shorty at a club or something?
he's somewhere. Eddie playing Shorty.
Hey, boy. Shorty in a foreign car, Jack. Yes,
sir. So, Eddie, you getting ready? You gonna do some racing for college year, 22 or what?
Gonna start out. We know the first time it come out, we gonna know it's my season started. From that point there, we should be on moving forward.
You better not let Chuck hear you say that.
Chuck don't wanna hear. If he was on there listening, he'd put his fingers in his ears right now because he don't want to hear that shit. And we ain't got to worry about Chuck tonight. That nigga emptied all the motherfucking stores around there a Miller High Life.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Ain't no more Miller High Life.
He bought everybody out. You gonna get to go to his house.
Yeah, boy. I got the freedom of this phone tonight. I can talk about that bug head motherfucker all night long. We got to get with no repercussion.
Damn, Eddie. How long you been holding that in, Eddie?
all year. I had to get it out
okay.
Before 22. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Eddie, you know Sam, and Sam probably can pull the plug on the party, which I think that's the smartest thing to do.
Yeah.
He did. He did last night, Lee.
Oh, so he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good. We don't need to take no more chances than we're taking every day. Getting up and getting out in the air.
Yeah, well, like I said, I ain't trying to catch that shit none whatsoever. I don't know what the goddamn outcome might be.
Yeah, you never know.
Yep. Oh, man, I was looking at them folks down there in Florida, man. God damn.
Hey, man, people, you know what? People must don't watch the news, and a lot of people say they don't want to watch the news because it's bad. But I think you need to watch the news. Did you see that news where all them airports got them in them flights canceled and all that luggage, unclaimed luggage that people ain't got, they luggage, and they're just trapped in the airports? Then people just still going like ain't nothing going on. Now, this is the part I don't understand. You know what's going on. You still take a trip. Then you go out there and come back with something. Then you ask them to run you to the hospital and take care of you. I don't want to take care of you. I want you to lay on the table and lay there and don't get out of here. But you should just use your five senses. This is your five senses kicking in. You know that stuff is, so why would I go somewhere where it's hot, where it's very hot at, and deadly, and you're going to go through it anyway. Just enjoy yourself, and then you come back here and you got to fight for your life.
And people
still doing it.
Hmm?
Somebody say, Florida, who did they call my name?
Oh, come on. Oh, come on, man. Oh, my God. Damn. Stop rubbing that shit in, money.
Who did they call my name?
He didn't want to know.
What's going on, kid?
Shit. Slow motion, man.
Yeah. My mama says slow motion beat no motion.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah, I heard Leon say something about Florida. I heard him call my name.
I'm just sitting here enjoying these biscuits from Red Lobster, Leon.
Hey, Muddy, I just told him I went to Ponderosa, found one in South Indiana, and it was so good. I ain't lying. I disobeyed him. I ate like a pig. I ate in the summer.
Man, I ain't seen a goddamn Ponderosa in God knows how long.
They got one right here at the end of the block. They got a Ponderosa and they got a Sizzler. I was looking at them. I'm like, for real?
Wow. I ain't heard of a Sizzler in a long time.
We got one up north. It's south. It's down in the bottom of Indiana. Actually, it's exit 26. It's at Scottsdale, Indiana. Man, that food is so good, man. I forgot. The salads, the buffets, the steak.
Oh, yeah, well.
I can eat all my steak.
They used to be the thing, you know. But like I said, I haven't heard of them in so goddamn long. Sizzler and Ponderosa.
That's the only one.
Sizzler and Ponderosa.
That's the only one up north. You got to go to stay down by Georgia, Florida, stuff down there. That's where you'll find it at.
Since I've been down here, kid, is one thing I've been looking for, and I can't find it here.
What's that?
A damn Jack in the Box.
No, you ain't gonna find them.
Go to Indianapolis. Go to Indianapolis.
I don't even know if they got them in Indianapolis anymore. Last one I seen was west of Mississippi.
They got one in southern Illinois. They got one.
Yep. Down by the track.
And there's
a few of them in Indianapolis.
Yeah,
you might want to have a vest on when you go to that motherfucker. Yeah.
I just got a text. Somebody text me and say, "How about Bonanza?" I ain't seen a Bonanza in a long time either.
Yeah, Bonanza, Sizzler, Ponderosa. Them used to be the steakhouse back in the days.
Yeah. I ain't seen a Bonanza, but I done seen a Sizzler and a Ponderosa.
Uh-huh.
And a damn Arthur's Chip Company. I ain't seen any one of them down here.
I seen one in Arizona.
Martin
is back, bro. They posting all this Friday night heads up shit. There's no ET.
Oh, okay.
They posting all this shit right now. They back.
Oh, okay,
DMX,
then.
Yeah. Happy New Year to your ex. You working?
Same to you, money. Fuck you and fuck you for the
damn
you piece of shit.
Come on, ex.
Hey, ex, I love you, man. I love you, ex.
I love you, too. You're a piece of shit, though. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I just got a text.
Yo.
Michigan University of Michigan said they need some goddamn help. Said Georgia fucking them up.
Yeah.
Cincinnati needed some help too. Alabama locked their foot in their ass and didn't start running.
I knew Cincinnati didn't have nothing coming.
About 20 minutes.
But Michigan taking a hell of a ass whooping.
Yeah.
Could be number two.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you. Somebody better do a well-being check on Lil Will ass.
Paul, man.
Not Lil Will.
Doing well, being check on Lil Will, man. You know, here. Michigan for now. Oh, Michigan.
No, Michigan State.
Yeah, I don't care. Michigan State. As long as Lil Will took his ass over there, they ain't going to be worth shit.
Ooh, yeah, indeed.
Man.
That Georgia defense is kicking their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people out there finna do their COVID parties tonight.
Man, I ain't fucking around. I'm at the crib.
Hell
at the
crib.
Fuck them people. Them people trying to fuck us off, man. And,
yeah,
and it's crazy. Them niggas be having that bullshit and go all out in public places. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, you know you got that shit. Why is you out in the streets, man? You need to have your ass at home sitting like you're supposed to.
That's why when I, for long as I'm down here, X, my ass like the Lone Ranger. I keep my mask on.
Oh, man.
You ain't never
they
seen the Lone Ranger without his mask. You ain't gonna see me without mine.
Hey, money, ain't no use out of town. Them motherfuckers down there be like, fuck a mask.
Yep.
They
looking at me like I'm finna rob them or some shit. Nigga, you crazy? I don't want to be around you motherfuckers.
I don't want nothing to do with them people. Fuck them people, man. Them people ain't fucking me off. Kiss my whole ass with that shit.
I wonder if 41 changed what they did last year, you know, where they made sure they gave one grocery at least once out of month, one weekend out of month.
Man.
And they kept to that.
Hey, Eddie. They taking folks' days and switching shit up. The way they gonna get it, they might not even want a grudge list. They might not even want to go to 41. They'll fuck around and line up on the interstate.
Yeah, they did that now. They lost a lot of customers already for that.
Yep.
Cause them boys were wearing the streets out.
Yeah, well, I think
just
a lot of communication problems in them situations out there at 41. Because I can't see why goddamn y'all ain't trying to do things better than what you're doing.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I will look at
it.
Until they let that track fall down.
I was listening to that show last night, and a comment was made that a grudge racer don't keep a track open. I beg to differ because we kept 41 open when it wasn't shit that you had to
for
your damn pontoon boat. Yeah.
For some years.
Yeah.
They had no sanction. They wasn't doing no class racing. Yeah. For years. That's why you're supposed to get all money because you ain't gonna have no class race every weekend. So why take this man weekend when you could have moved a class race to another weekend?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Still got other weekends.
And it ain't,
why you want
to it ain't like shit. And it ain't like this was something new. He been the same weekend shit for the last how many years?
For years. Man, before he came there. And since he's been there for years, man.
Just remix him coming with the bomb.
When you got a person don't like drag, and they give him that power, that's what people think he got to get power. But you know, it's always the same person that got power. When they lose their power, and they gonna come back in the neighborhood and say, hey, y'all, somebody on such and such, they guarantee you. Just wait, just just giving time for 66 to open back up. See, a lot of stuff I didn't want to say on them shows, I could say it on them back lines. But I do have friends and there's some good people out there. But the people, again, the people who run in 41, ever since old man Norm passed away, if y'all look at it, that track ain't never been the same. Every time we get in somebody's hands, we have problems with them. And we the ones that have to get the track on point. We always stand the paint with anybody who couldn't have that track. We stand the paint and fight for that track. And when they say turn the fuck over,
Leon,
they don't even care.
Leon, I'm going to tell you like my mama used to say, you better be careful because the toes you step on today might be attached to the ass you have to kiss tomorrow. So they might have to kiss the big fella on his ass tomorrow because he the one that kept going and kept it moving and shaking. So now you better be careful.
Hey, money.
Them people terrible, money.
I didn't have to go to 41 to race at 41. But if I go, I'm going to call Skin and say, I'm going 41 to race somebody. I booked the race there. He ain't going to call so-and-so. So before you know it, everybody and their mama going to be there just to see that grudge race. That's support right there. That is support there where you can get 400 people that are track on a Sunday. When you usually had a bracket race and it only was 10 cars there in bracket races. They had a bracket race. I learned this much about racing. But without no fans, how you going to pay your bills? All this racing they claim they already tied into, that only lasts so long. Look at the Street Outlaws when they was falling. Look at all them guys they had. Now look what done happened when they done blowed it up, that the smaller guys couldn't afford to do that big race. Or the sponsors and grab them. And look what happened. Now look what happened. When the last time you see all of them branched off? Daddy Dave and went a different way. I ain't heard from Big Chief, who knows when. You know what I'm saying? They used to do shows every week now. So it goes sour. And sometimes it collapses. And 41 is one of them right there. We have to let them understand. They ain't got much of power they think they got. So without spectators, without entry fees, you ain't got nothing but a track with nobody there. So that track was going down water, and that's the worst year when that flood that old track and it closed for months. And people quit going to that track. After we quit going, that flood came. It really killed them. And everybody went back and shot said, let's go and try to support it because we want the track to be there. Now look what they done did. They just did they want to do it for us.
Yeah.
I ain't going to bite my tongue about it because when I support a person and help them to try, my little money do help. Because my money brings a lot of people behind to see me raise 17. So when you step on my brother's foot, that affects all of us.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You might not think it's going to affect me. Oh, it's business. Oh, but they got to make money. But what happened when they was going underwater, when that water flooded that track, except every time they open up for an event, it rained. What happened then?
Right.
We got to play. Who had that race? And they were talking about rain check. Man, we don't want our money back. We came and spent 6 hours here, and it rained. You don't owe us nothing. Keep it.
Yeah.
The best of it that day.
Right.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a failure. You just have to communicate. That's the biggest problem.
The killing part of the kid, Drag Nation posted racing up on Thursday. Drag wake up Friday, they done had a meeting, and they done throw the race on Friday instead and say, hey, you know, Drag, we would like to try to do this, and be, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like they didn't even ask them. What I heard out of it,
they
asked him to move his race date.
That's right.
He had all these heads, he mad made up. Oh, well, all he gonna do is be mad at us and, you know, blah, blah, we hear this blow over. No, it ain't gonna blow over.
Yeah, I can't understand why, you know, they couldn't have used another weekend, because just like they done made a date for this race now, and somebody come in and offer them more money for it, they ain't going to move it. They gonna give them an open date, you know. So that's the way I look at it, man. Why you got to move his date? You ain't going to move this one if somebody else come along wanting for more money. You know,
I just feel after you let the man advertise his event, and then you come up the next day, after he just posted this stuff on Facebook, then you come up, oh, we have a race on that day. Can you move your event to another day? No. But see, there's something going on with Dre and that dude anyway, because he did some bogus stuff last year.
Yeah, and Dre said he had argued with him last year about the date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somebody come on there
on Drag post about that Drag ain't telling the truth. He hadn't even asked for the date. Drag had already said earlier that he had even had an argument with the man last year about that date, about that. And then he turned around and did it this year. He won't take it from him last year. So
yeah,
he knew about the date.
That's it. Right. Well, the man said he been had that same date for 15 years. He had that 41 for what,
yeah.
5 years?
Yeah,
so
5 or 6 years. Well, we all know that he always had the first weekend of August. I don't know what the hell. I don't know how in the hell that happened.
The man powdered. How proud of him. He's in a position to do it, so he did it.
Right. And I hope it rained that day. I hope it's pure thunder and lightning that day, like it did. I don't care if they hit a talk show. I don't care if they hit me. I ain't got to go back down there. I don't care. They don't bother me. But that's the same distance from my house to Martin Luther. Better track. I never went to Martin and heard no garbage. They never said nothing to me. Coming there, you see just the helmet, the off and on switches here. Have a nice day. That's it. You got two screens on your carburetor. Have a nice day. They don't say nothing else. Oh, when you get down, put your garbage in the can because we don't want to clean it up. Go hire you some help. You're making money. Get some more staff members there. We even when something happened at 41, me and myself, look at how we all came together to try to dry that track and keep that track dry to have that race that day. We took our own stuff, burnt our own gas, and tried to help a race go on. Where they do that at? Besides Osceola.
Osceola still in business, Leon?
No.
It's a dairy company came in and bought all that.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, dairy company. Some dairy company came in and bought all that. They throw up the whole track and doing all kinds of stuff down there.
Oh, okay. You ever been to that track down there on 57 down there around Champaign, Coles County?
I don't know how their racing schedule is though.
And they what?
Yeah, I don't know how the race schedule is down there. That's a nice track. You know, they redid that track.
Yeah. Well,
whoever bought it, they redid it. Put new bleachers up. You got a whole new track. We get the return road. That place nice down there. When you go down the highway, just go look. You look one down there. It's nice down there.
Yeah, well, it don't never be on my mind, goddamn, until I pass it up when I'm going to Memphis or whatever. I might look over there the way and see.
That's an 8 mile track though, right, Leon?
Yeah, 8 mile only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what, kid? I don't know, cause they redid it and they widened it. I'm not for sure. I don't really know the name, cause it ain't I-57.
No, I-57 I-57 way on down the road. This is this is called Coles County Dragway. I had to call Lee Jr.
Oh,
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right outside
of Champaign. Right outside of Champaign.
No, I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay.
That's the fact.
Okay.
That I went down there with Rootsville, and they told me it was good. I got out there, they told me to have an NHI license. I said, no. I said, Bruce,
yeah.
Send it out.
Yeah, that's it. That's where Bruce and Lee Jr. and them go sometimes.
They're going to cut me down and say, I have a license. I have a license. So the man told me I can make passes. I can make passes, but I can't go a certain number. Okay?
Right.
I was running the thing on motor. And the thing still, you know, by me cracking the gas, it wasn't my fault when it went. And they wouldn't let me race. I made one pass. And the people said, I ain't going to lie now. The people did out of my corner because they wanted to see me make another pass with that car. And after the track, went up to the tower and said, hey, how could you do our races like this? Let the man make a pass. He said he can't go there because he ain't got a license. Why you just didn't give him his money back? And then he didn't have to race this car, but he made a pass. Now he said he can't race. They still on my side, but I ain't got mad. I was by myself. I told Bruce and Gene and them, I loaded up in there. I said, I ain't never come back down here. And it was so dusty. My tire was pretty and shiny. Me, Junior was. When them suckers come through with them exhausted faces to the ground, it looked like we had been dirt racing. I said, this is a backyard track right here that I ain't welcome to. And I said that, I told that man, that official, I said, don't worry, I will never come back down here no more. Because I feel uncomfortable anyway.
Yep.
I felt y'all gave me hell. You had me bring my car way up to the saving lane, and then you checked it in, and then you told me this, and then I make a pass. And you heard me got off the gas, and the car still did. It went too fast. And I was just tipping. I said, I don't want to run no event. I just came down and give me a little couple of shakedowns. I had people on my side. Really wanted to see that car go down the track again. I loaded up and got out of it. That's 4.5 hours from my house. That wouldn't take me.
Yeah. Yep. It's called Coles County.
Coles County. Yeah, back off the highway.
Yep.
I did it with Bruce. Bruce said he was doing something. They doing something down there, and he wanted us to go. So I told Lee Jr. and them, I'll meet y'all down there. And the people who don't put the road with me didn't go. So I jumped on the highway by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like Bunker Hill. Bunker Hill is about the same distance from my house to 41, 78 miles.
Yeah.
Muncie is Muncie is an hour and a half. Muncie is about 20 minutes further. I like Bunker Hill too.
Those are definite 8 mile tracks.
Yeah.
One of them is run by the NHRA anyway, though. Which one is it?
Bunker Hill. But I don't know about now, because, that was under that old owner. It's a new owner now. I mean, that new owner, he did a good job. He came down there, and you know how you come down a side road? Ain't none of them trees there. All that stuff is cleared out of here. They cleared all that out of there. Clean, flat land field right there. And they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're going up the hill, racing up the hill. Like Byron going down. keep going up.
Okay.
Going up to you.
Yeah, well, it's been so long ago. Goddamn, since I've been down through that way.
Check. You want to see some racing? I like going different tracks to see, you know, see different stuff. It don't really bother me. You know, the way stuff going out, I just go and actually, I didn't do it last year, but now I'm back. I'm gonna try to put me a couple cars together and try to have me in the association for their holidays when they have holidays and they put on exhibition races and put on cars. Cause I was going with my wife friend Steve Blue. He's come down and me and him go down and put on a show and do a wheel thing. Cause you know, he with the wheelie bars on and with the wheels in there. They used to pay me. Yep. He gave us like $600 a piece, and I got in free and everything. And they only have to make two passes. I think after he passed away, I just gave Bobby a keep in touch about doing it. You know what I'm saying? Even I just gave a couple cars. And throw a number at that guy out and say, hey, would you let us come in and put on a show for y'all holidays? Because I noticed the E85 guys go down to them tracks now.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to contact him and work on that. But they have pretty good shows on the holidays. And Muncie, they got a run with you wrong, head up, shoot out.
Oh, yeah.
And they got some nice, pretty fast cars come down there once a month.
Yeah, you got a bunch of them old cars, got them hidden in the barns and shit where they'll bring them out every now and then.
Well, some of them cars ran Radio versus the World is down there in Montreal, Indiana, running around with the bar.
Yeah.
If the cars come out of Ohio, I ain't no Cincinnati, Ohio is that close. But they had a nice crowd. On my live feed, they had some nice decent cars down there. And they was pretty fast down there. Don't think the cars are slow. That head up, run with the bar. Man, they got some small black tires they ain't playing.
Yeah, you'd be surprised with goddamn all these tracks hidden back up in these woods and shit that you don't know nothing about.
And them tracks is nice. Monty Nice maybe did that track. Keeping all nice, teacher nice, helpful. And Monty, you want glue? He's going to give you glue. If you don't want glue, he won't give you glue. He asked you what you want to do. Because I came down there, and I was telling him I wanted to do some testing because I had a blood trace. And I said, he's like, well, what do you need? I mean, what you want me to do? You want glue? I said, no. Nah. I said, no, nah, that's pretty good. Like that. Leave it like that. I'm all right with that. I don't need that. Because they have some radio cars down there on some 315. That's a pretty good track. I like that. I like them tracks down there. Anybody, they haven't seen me this year.
Yep.
Got to move around. I'm going to give it to Diane them and try to catch them when I'm standing this year. Go to the DMV race. I'm going to probably get it to the Long Island Joe. And probably go to one of his races. Because I know that one time when Leroy and them went to Joe in the race, we all went over there. I had a good time over there.
Yeah, they got them with racing over the other day over there at Capitol.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had their coats and shit on.
Yeah, man.
Try to go see some go to new places. I got to keep going to them other places. See some new places. Do something different.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with goddamn traveling and visiting new places.
Man, if don't too many more people come on with us, man, we ain't going to make it to the New Year's together.
Oh, man.
Yeah, every weekend, man. I've been going to 2, 3, 4 in the morning. New Year's night. We can all go into New Year's on a talk show.
Well, and you know what? You know what we're doing? We either in the car on our way at home, or at home, the one want to be safe about it. That's the best place for you. Either if I'm on the phone New Year, I'm at home. In a safe place.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I used to be at Mr. Benny's Steakhouse eating steak, Jack. I didn't want to feel men like that.
I'm going to have my ass at home eating a steak.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't no COVID then.
Well, you know what? I won't be at home. I got a steak, but I ain't going to eat it. I'm still full. I got a room for me a little strawberry daiquiri. I think I got one frozen pack at home. I put that in my fancy glass and look like a ball.
not the strawberry daiquiri. I got some cold Pepsi, Leon.
Well, you know, hey kid, that frozen daiquiri from Walmart. What, he got 10% alcohol in it? You can't tell, it ain't nothing to me like a slim slush.
I heard
that's
that.
All I need.
Yep.
I just told him to get off on Grant. Get at the light at the Grant and make a left. And go to that thing, go to that gas station there. And she can get in the truck with me and you can take her car back.
Yeah, man.
Well, right now I'm here. It's a clear over here. If we gonna get a storm, we must gonna get it Sunday, a late Saturday night. Cause it's
that's when
it's
cold is coming
start, Yeah, tomorrow night. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm supposed to get some more of that white stuff.
It's 46 degrees. It ain't gonna stay there.
Happy New Year, sir. Happy New Year. Thank you, Chuck. Say Happy New Year to everybody, too.
Oh, yeah. I used to go out and hang out with him New Year, but it ain't that serious no more. I guess that's the funny thing. When you get older, it just ain't that serious like that no more. Plus, people are too crazy out there now.
Well, you learn a lot, Leon, goddamn, as you get older and shit. A lot of things, goddamn, when you get older, you wouldn't do when you were younger.
Yeah.
Especially trying to be around these stupid motherfuckers. Trying to be around these stupid motherfuckers out here in the street. How strict that I learned.
Yeah.
Man, the world is full of hate right now.
Yeah,
man.
But you know what,
kids?
I bet.
Yeah.
There it is. You know what, kid? I'll tell you what. Now, we do have a, what's it, today, Friday. We have a club for the older people on Thursday night. They come there and they play cards and they play the
So you're being with them, this and the other,
and
talking shit,
It ain't no smoking. There's no smoking there. You have to just drink. And they do that up to, what, 12, 1 o'clock, I think that is. And that's a good thing. It's not the younger crowd. It's the older people. The older ones, you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty good. They did that last night. I wrote there. It was crowded. A lot of older cats, you know. My sister and they went out to it last night. I rode through there. I didn't go in there, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, see,
nowadays
there's so much animosity in the world nowadays. Goddamn, you can't take shit for granted no more.
No, sir. Hey, man, even families hating each other and shit, man. That shit crazy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, stay terrible. I don't see how people can be like that.
It's just like that police officer got killed right down in Bourbonnais, Illinois. Now, y'all got a motherfucking problem.
Oh, yeah.
It's 25 and 26 year old. Yeah. Y'all got a hell of a motherfucking problem. Y'all got them at 25 and 26 years old, and y'all done throwed y'all motherfucking life away for the rest of your life.
Hey, yeah, man.
But you know what, though? It's bad to say. But I think if they kept him, they need to just go and kill him. And they need to keep putting him in jail.
Yep.
They want to shoot them out. I put them in jail, to me, they still get to live.
Right. You know what, I'm an outsider looking in. I don't understand the whole picture. But you 25 and 26 years old, y'all done got charged with killing a police officer. You ain't getting no motherfucking bond, so you never see the streets no motherfucking more. So now, what was the purpose?
Right.
What was you doing that was, you know, I don't get it. That you had to take a life.
What was going on? Take a life.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to tell you something else. With the money they putting up for the reward, they freeing shit, tell them. That'll be $25,000 that you have in your pocket. He shouldn't even be out. He shouldn't be out.
They ain't got him yet.
They showed a picture
of them. Yeah, they got them. They got them. They got
them. Oh, they got them. You want to cut that lady?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got them. Got both of them. A woman and a dude.
Yeah, both of them. One of them turned herself in. Yeah, the woman turned herself in not too long ago.
Yeah, right. Now you done threw your motherfucking life away. Cause you'll never see the streets no motherfucking more.
Yeah.
I just don't get it, man. What the fuck is these young folks thinking about?
They hate. They hate the man. They just full of hate now, man. They don't even, just kill just to kill, no reason.
You know, I guess they think it's a motherfucking game. It ain't no motherfucking game out here.
No, dead is dead.
Yeah,
dead is
I don't
dead.
Know. But like I said, them two motherfuckers there, they will never see the streets no more. That's awful young, goddamn, be locked up for goddamn the rest of your life. Well, at least you get fed every day. You'll have a place to sleep. But that ain't my kind of living, though. Yep, it is pitiful. I don't know if it's the pandemic or the motherfucking weed these motherfuckers smoking or what.
I don't know. Whatever it is, need to bust their shit. That's all I can say. I don't feel bad. I'm tired of them putting them in jail. So
me too.
We got a lot of our blacks in jail. Well, hell, they supposed to be there. Look at the shit they doing.
Yep. Right. They're doing the stupid shit, Leon. Like I said, I believe they think it's a motherfucking game out here. It's not a game out here.
Yeah.
You know, you motherfucker going, going around here doing... Go ahead, Eddie.
I just have to say what all these white folks doing, what they doing. The ones that truly doing the crime need to definitely be in jail. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of them in there that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's all because they ain't got the money to fight, pay for these lawyers. And even if you did, the court's going to make it. Whatever crime we do is double and triple for what the white man do. He can do the same shit and walk away with probation, you know? So these courts are not right.
I can't even compare them because some of our people really doing stupid shit. I can't really
It is. Some of them, sometimes
you don't have. It's like. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying some of them are, and they do deserve what they get. But there's a lot of people that don't, and they're getting it just as bad just because of the color of their skin.
I can go along with that.
Hey, what they used to tell me, the good go with the bad, you know, that you get caught up at the wrong time at the wrong place. You know, I'm quite sure sometimes somebody says, hey, Leon, hey, kid, I think I'm going to ride out here, ride over and see what so-and-so doing on 16th Street. No, I think you better not do that, man. That ain't no good place to ride. I know, but I'm just going to ride. I ain't stopping. I'm just riding through there. And you ride through there, and you be right up.
It gets fucked up.
Yeah.
That's why I said, Leon, they don't think, man. They don't think. I don't know what they got that motherfucking bump on their motherfucking shoulders for, and they ain't using it.
They ain't using it at all, some of them.
You know,
I ain't been to the city in quite a while.
I don't know. I'm glad I was brought up in the generation that I came up in. Because nowadays, man, these motherfuckers here are just so motherfucking stupid. It's ridiculous. These are the motherfuckers that hate you. You hate to turn on the news and look at news or whatever because of all of the dumb shit they doing.
Well, we got a hand up, y'all. Oh, Big Mars slipped out of here on me. I thought he had dropped off and he was going to call back. He probably just ain't hit the one button.
These motherfuckers going down to these high-end stores and running in there, goddamn it, stealing and canning
grab.
Yeah, man, that you fuck around and get that motherfucking felony on your motherfucking background, you got a hell of a motherfucker to get off.
That's right.
And then you go in these motherfucking stores, you steal $1,000 purse, you ain't gonna get no $1,000 for it out here on the streets.
Mm-hmm. You'd
be lucky, goddamn, if you get $200.
What that dealership say, kid? How many millions they took in watches?
Oh, them watches and shit? Somewhere around in there.
Yeah.
But I think they were lying. I think they were lying, you know, for the insurance company. But you're running these stores and snatching and grabbing and can on. You're not going to get what you want out here on these motherfucking streets for this shit. Now, what if you go in these motherfucking stores and fuck around and get killed or whatever? Then you was the best motherfucking child in the world. No, I ain't buying that bullshit.
They didn't have to shoot him.
Yeah, I ain't buying that bullshit.
Yeah, he need to be shot.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
walked
bold
in my
shit.
Yard and my pocket.
He ain't had his buddy.
And he come in and took my...
He bold as shit, then had his buddy standing at the door with a gun.
Yeah. Now, if they had got fucked up in that store or whatever, like I said, then they'd have said they was the best people in the world. No, motherfucker, you got what you got coming.
Yeah.
Hey, in the killer pot.
They wouldn't be at that.
They got jobs out here right now. Your job is out there.
Yeah.
People don't even want to go to work.
Yeah.
They don't want to work. Like I said, Leon, I am so glad I brought up in the motherfucking generation that I am. I don't know what to do. Because, man, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like Knucklehead said, goddamn, if they are America's future, we're in a world of motherfucking trouble. And he ain't lying.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers just flat stupid.
Yeah, man. 5609, your mic is open. Just in case you don't know. Oh, shit. Yeah,
all that old motherfucker, all that old motherfucking carjacking and can on for what? You can't keep the motherfucker.
Got it. What's that?
Yeah, boy, it's just ridiculous.
And I mean, everywhere you go now, you got to be careful, man.
You have got to be.
Everywhere
you
go.
You have got to be careful. Every motherfucking way you, every step you take, you better be careful.
Mm-hmm.
No, take that with you.
It's just like, go down to Memphis and stuff like that. It used to be like a real good place to be. Now you got to be careful.
You can't let your guard down no matter where you go, Eddie.
Nowhere not. See, his car parked in the hotel parking lot, goddamn it. And goddamn it, the next thing you know, he heard gunshots. When he came out, his car was shot up like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
He wasn't even from Memphis.
Shit. You got to be careful everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And I don't know how true it is, but somebody told me that Jackson, Mississippi is second to Chicago in murder.
It could be.
Yeah.
I know it ain't one of the safest places you can go. Shit. I know Memphis got there just as bad
stop
as Chicago.
And catch your breath. You hear that shit, kid? Somebody losing their breath walking. Stop walking and catch your motherfucking breath.
That might be money, walking the treadmill, man. Check him out.
Nah, that ain't money.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I had heard, I didn't know how true it was. Jackson had got kind of bad down that way.
Yeah, that's what I heard this year, man. Said it's second to Chicago. That's hard to believe. That ain't big as shit.
Yeah. It take Crooked Letter to come on and tell you about that. He closer to goddamn Jackson than I am.
Yeah, he might come on and talk about it. I don't know. But, man, you used to go down south and be so relaxed, man, walk up and down the street.
Right, right. Yeah.
You used to leave the doors open all the time and everything,
shit,
man.
You leave your door open now, guy. You better make sure you pull a burglar ball across there.
Yeah.
Like I said, this world is all fucked up.
Yeah, it is, man. It is.
But you know what, though, Eddie? Now, I don't live over none of these foreign countries and this, that, and the other. But why they don't have all that kind of crime and shit over there? You know, I never really hear about it. Like
right.
We got here in the United States.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we supposed to be civilized.
Right. But you don't never hear them, you know, about all this kind of crime and shit like we got over here.
Yeah.
Big Eddie. Actually, Jackson is the second most dangerous. Jackson is the second most dangerous city in Mississippi. Over there where I come from, Mars Point, Pascagoula. Pascagoula is the number one out of all of them.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yep. You can Google it. It'll tell you the most dangerous city in Mississippi. Pascagoula is number one. Matter of fact, I'll read them off to you. Pascagoula, Jackson, Vicksburg, Gulfport, Laurel, Biloxi, Brookhaven, Meridian, D'Iberville, and Batesville. The reason why D'Iberville, Biloxi, and Gulfport is there because of the casinos.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so, we got a population explosion. Go ahead.
You know, when, shit, years back, goddamn it, you know, my people, them, they was from down in Clarksville. And we had went down there to visit. This is years ago. When I saw them motherfuckers with their cap turned backwards, I said, goddamn, Clarksville changed it like a motherfucker.
A lot of people don't realize this here. They think that everybody down south is slow. It's a lot of people down here that's right along with Chicago and everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The shit that they're doing in the city, they're doing it down here. The only difference I can tell you about down here, now, y'all don't have a lot of drive-by shooting and shit like that. Down here,
right.
They don't do no drive-by. They walk up to people and shoot them down.
Yeah.
That's what it used to be here.
That's why you don't have no casualties like, you know, when you have a drive-by, elephant people getting shot. They don't do that down
here. Right.
Well, see, them people down there probably got more nerve than these motherfucking cowards up here in Chicago and shit, up in the north and shit.
Yep. They changed, man. I've been back in them days, boy. That didn't happen too much.
I ain't gonna say, but that's why I be telling people all the time, I have been told on the shows up there, oh, you ain't about that life. Y'all don't do what we do up here and this, that, and other. Man, you don't know what the fuck you talking about. Same shit y'all do.
Don't want to raise their hands. They better raise their hands because I'm about to lose control of the board.
10 o'clock.
Yeah. But you can't raise your hand and have your mic on mute if you want to say something.
And I lived in two of the most dangerous cities in the South. Mall-Port-Tasco, which is a 10 city, and damn New Orleans. But you remember, New Orleans was the capital of the world for a long time.
Yep.
One more minute.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy
New Year.
What's up?
All right, I'm glad you're on the show, too.
All right. I didn't know y'all was having the show, man. Big Eddie, how you been doing,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, I want to. I'm all right, preacher boy. You know, I had to have the last.
Yeah, it's me, big boy.
I had to have the last show of the year, man. You know.
No, I was worried about you, little big Eddie. I ain't want to call you because I ain't know what you're resting. I'm glad to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm doing all right, man. I had a show tonight. I got out the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got out the hospital. Got home about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I had the show on, man. I say for it.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
Big Eddie got the
letter.
Big Eddie got him a hit of that. Big Ed had got him hit of that cocaine, goddammit. He was all right.
No, okay.
somebody brought Eddie some of that 21-year-old you know what I'm saying? They slipped it in the hospital to him and got him up. Yeah, man.
Okay.
I tell you here, I really think that moonshine will knock coal out your ass and flu too.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm glad to hear everybody in the land of living and doing good. How Pete doing? Anybody talk to Pete?
No, I haven't heard.
I heard he's breathing on his own now. So he's on his way back this way.
Okay, that's a good sign, too.
Yeah.
You remember yesterday we was on the phone. I forgot to tell you. Now, it's cold as hell up there where y'all at. We riding by the rivers over there, Mandeville over there in Louisiana, Madisonville, goddamn, looking at alligators.
Looking
man,
at alligators.
Why you ain't take me with you, man?
Yeah,
I grabbed one of them.
It ain't got cold down there yet. Them bad motherfuckers, goddamn, they're hibernate.
They'll go in for a day or two. As soon as that cold weather go away, they'll come right back out. As soon as the sun pop out.
Yeah. I know what happened to the ass up there up here. These goddamn these niggas will be done skint their motherfucking ass. They catch them out up here.
Hey, kid, if they wasn't in the places that they was in down here, they would got skint.
Yep. You see a whole lot of motherfucking gator boots walking the streets.
belt, hat, jacket, a vest,
mm-hmm.
and shoes. More might
yep.
try to get some alligator pants.
Yep.
Yeah, everyone we saw yesterday, look, they're going 10 to 14 foot long.
Oh, yeah.
Seen one great, great big motherfucker. I don't know how long that one was, but I didn't want to get close to him. That motherfucker's
yeah.
head was probably 32 inches long.
That yeah, well, like I said, I know what goddamn it happened to the ass. They'd be caught goddamn it up this motherfucking way.
Come down there.
One thing about it.
Coming out of Louisiana, they come down the interstate, motherfucker run over a beaver out there on I-10.
Yeah. See, we don't have them problems of, you know, goddamn it, deers and shit and, you know, coyotes and shit roaming out streets in Chicago because they asked that jeopardy, goddamn, they get fucked around and get caught out of here.
That big old hungry-ass Chicago rat will fuck them up, too.
Shit. Fuck around, coyote or something be walking up and down these motherfucking streets. They'll be wearing his ass next week.
Man. Coyote look like a totally brown German Shepherd. That's what he look like. Till you look at that tail.
Yeah. Yep, he'll be wearing his ass next week.
And I'm going to tell you something, kid. You know, like you got a toddler, a baby toddler that's, you know, walking or crawling.
Yeah.
And you live in an area where them coyotes at. You can't leave that baby
yeah.
outside.
Yeah.
That's told a small child away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was coming home one goddamn night, and I saw a motherfucking coyote run across the street. I said, you just don't know. Your ass is in jeopardy. You keep running across these streets if you want them. They're going to have your ass.
One thing about it,
you know what? Yeah, you don't have to worry about no deals, goddamn it, roaming around here in Chicago either. His ass would be in jeopardy. Motherfucker has some animals hanging off a wall somewhere.
Them motherfuckers be over east walking down the streets now.
Shit. Let them keep on walking.
Hell, this one came across Martin Luther King the other day over here, man. Come straight down 49 and Martin Luther King. He come straight down through there. Turned, went up Arkansas Avenue, went back to 49, around the 49 up there by that Hudson building up there and jumped overboard in the creek up there. That alligator got him. She is not hardly. That's right, that's up there by the airport. Yeah, the shoulder died on
there. Yeah.
Everybody
really wheezing on down.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
They shooting fire.
I ain't wasting no bullets. Might need them.
Yeah, bullets went up goddamn 150.
That shit high as hell.
Yeah. You could, like, I got a little
$20. Yeah, yeah. It was like, it was $18 a box. It went to $40 a box, $55 a box.
Preacher boy, you can go to Walmart and get a box of 22 bullets, 100 of them in that box, for like $6 or some change. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers, $28.
$32. Oh, they 32.
Yeah, they 28 of him. 22's is 28.
No, well, I know nine is $63.
If you can find
them. And it's only 50 in a box. And it's 50 in a box.
If you can find them.
Yeah, she turned herself in.
Yeah.
No, she probably was a step. They caught dude, but they didn't catch that. She turned the girl turned herself in.
Yeah, she turned herself in.
Mute
and now they're trying to charge her. Now they're trying to charge their parents. They say they was helping to hide.
Oh yeah, well they can charge them.
I know it, but damn, she didn't turn.
Harboring a fugitive.
Yeah.
Right. Harboring a fugitive.
Right. I can
like
see
I
they
said.
Had to catch her, but she turned herself in. Though you supposed to have so much time. You know, you did some dumb shit. You supposed to have no time to think about it.
Well, yep. Let me ask a question on that right there. Like y'all saying they trying to charge the parents for harboring a fugitive. They never caught the girl at their house or nowhere, so how could they charge her?
Man,
right,
I don't know.
She came
they
to the
do
state
the, they do what
in.
They want
to
do. Yeah, right, she turned herself
well,
in. Leave that shit alone.
Legally, the only way you can be charged with harboring a fugitive is if that person's caught at your house or is fleeing at your house.
That's what I figured.
Mm-hmm. See, but the thing is, one of them got to beat the case because it only took one to pull the trigger. She turned herself in to keep him from saying she pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
She's an accessory, preacher boy. She's an accessory.
Yeah, she's going to be accessory no matter what. But she won't get as much time as he'll get for killing him.
No, she might not. But whatever she get, goddamn, she going to wish she was never there.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that.
He's going to get more time because they found him. He's going to get a lot of time because they found him.
Hey, look here. That's like my little dumbass cousin out here working at the hospital over there. Police shot a boy over there that had killed some people up in Meridian. And then he shot another boy at Marlboro. Police shot him. Now, the boy walked, told the deputy he had to use the bathroom. The deputy let him walk down the hall. He slipped out on him. He went straight to her car. Well, another girl came and put the clothes in the car, and she had the clothes in her car, went straight to her car, and got the clothes, and changed the clothes right in front of the camera. And then she going to try to say she didn't have nothing to do with it. How the hell the girl get in her car? I know where her car was for to do that. I told you, a dumb little motherfucker. Now she facing 10 years for aiding and abetting a known felony. A felon.
Mm-hmm.
You got all of them get found at one house. They found three killers at one house. Hey, but that's the dumbest shit in the world. Three killers in one house. All of them hide. That's the getaway hideout. The honeycomb hideout.
Three killers in one house.
Yeah, well.
And they committed a crime. Different people. She did good.
They'll be
she
all
made right. 99 years. She would have been 100.
Look, it ain't 12 o'clock yet. And it's they got alert out in Country Club Hill. Unnecessary shots kept going up. Keep going off.
Betty White made it good, man. She made 99 years, and she was in good health. Well, she can walk, talk shit.
Hey, did I hear right that they that dude that they were getting at 110 years that they reduced?
They knocked it down to 10. Yeah, they knocked it down to 10. They knocked it down to 10.
That still ain't right. That was an accident.
Yeah.
He couldn't control that.
Yep. I don't know where they got that 110 from in the first place. God damn.
Right.
The judge said he was doing the minimum sentencing. He was giving him the minimum that he could give it. And I think it was like 20, it was four cases. It was 20 or 25 years for each one of them cases, plus something else he gave him. I don't know, you know, it was the minimum on that sheet.
Yeah.
I think that's some bullshit, too.
Yeah, and that was a white boy, wasn't it?
No,
yeah,
he
was
mixed,
I think.
Puerto Rican or something. His last name
was
Mia, or Black Region or something like that. He had a
Hispanic last name. Yeah, but long as he wasn't drunk or had no drugs, ain't no way in the world he should have been charged like that. But they tell you, if you got a, they can do some shit to you because they tell you all the time. If your truck, they call it not being maintenance, and some shit happened like that, guess what? You're going to jail. That's what they tell you.
Yeah, but what if he was driving for some company?
It didn't matter.
That's the thing about it.
It don't matter.
You can't
control that truck.
No, yeah, but what I'm saying, Eddie, you ain't supposed to do no brake maintenance on them trucks. If anything wrong with it, you tell them, they fix it.
Yeah, but
right, that's what it's supposed to do. Right.
You have
a little maintenance check you have to do on them before you pull them out of the yard or whatever.
Yeah,
quicker than that.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. But did you see the dumb shit that the prosecutor turned and did him and that woman? The male prosecutor, man, went and had one of the brake shoes put up on a plaque and gave it to the woman talking about a good wind. Come off that truck. Now, that was poor taste.
Oh, no, I never saw
it's
that.
It's bad taste. It's bad taste when a man out there that. Trying to make a living the right way and then got to go to jail like that. He wouldn't
have to pay one of them safe. They say he paid one of them safe turnouts, but.
Well, they charged him with reckless homicide or something, right?
Something like that. The witnesses say that he was in the middle lane. He couldn't cut over. If he'd have cut over, he probably would have killed more people than that.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Eddie, ain't nobody talked about nothing good? Ain't nobody talked about no hot
really,
riding
man.
On your phone today?
Talking about what?
Not talking about really hot riding a little bit, and they're basically talking
man,
about
please.
The situation with the tracks and stuff like that, you know.
It ain't no situation with the track. That's some people's shit. That's it. That's all. Don't want to do what they want you to do. Go along with their rules. It ain't nothing to talk about. When a nigga wants something, he buys something. Them people allow us to be there. When you realize they allow you to be somewhere, you got to obey. I can't come to your house and run it, can I?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay, then.
But I ain't.
Okay, how many times
you
invite me?
I ain't renting it either.
You ain't what?
I ain't renting it. I ain't making contracts.
And he wasn't either. And he wasn't either. And they did make a contract. A contract, he'd be in charge. A whole different plan now, see?
The only thing I got to say about that teacher boy,
different story.
The only thing I don't like about this situation is so many weekends. Why take his weekend when you can use another weekend? It's still a race.
I'm going to try it again. What part you not understanding?
I ain't understanding none of that shit. I understand.
That's why y'all fuck up at.
Okay.
They can do what they want with their weekend.
Just
they can do what they want with their track.
Just like right now. Just like right now. Say somebody got their weekend and they done put a big old deposit down and everything. And somebody, if I go with more money and say I want that date, they going to tell me that date
they
can't
get it. You can't get it.
Hey.
You cannot
hey,
get it.
What I'm trying
they
to
got a contract.
Hey, preacher boy, let me tell you a little secret. Drag in that track. Had a financial verbal agreement. A verbal agreement is legally binding.
It's just a good on paper. That's right.
Now, Jack,
I know what
really
y'all saying.
To push the issue, you know what I'm saying? But I understand what you said. It ain't shit, but still, you know what I'm saying? You still got to abide by what you do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I can't come to you and tell you I need you to pull my motor out of my car. And you tell me $600, and you ain't had to do nothing to the motor but put it in there, you know, like you said. You ain't had to do nothing else, and I come back and you tell me $1,400. Hell no, you can get that $600 because that is legally binding. You got to show me where you had to do something extra in it, something, you know what I'm saying, because you already told me what you're going to charge.
Now, I got a question. This is what y'all all fucked up at. Now you got to prove it.
See, it is. It's provable. It's provable.
Okay. You know what they first thing going to say? If you was in rotation, listen to me. They're going to say, if you was in rotation like this, why didn't y'all have a contract? The first thing they're going to say.
Okay, okay.
Why didn't
okay.
you write it on paper?
Which one? Let me show you where I proved that for you on this one right here. Before they took Drag Days from him, it was acknowledged Drag had those dates. Before they took the dates now, they come in a few days later, a week later, whatever, and took the dates from him. They acknowledged it.
Hey, Justin, Rock
and the man
been
doing the same thing for 15 years?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, okay, I'm going to let y'all have that conversation right there. Now, you telling me you're going to stop going somewhere because of that?
I would.
Well, we're going to miss you.
If it's, like here, there's more tracks in the area. You know what I'm saying?
Because when that shit shut down, when it gets shut down and you ain't got nowhere to go, what you going to do then?
It is almost, we ain't got nowhere to go now. Shit, what the fuck?
Figure it out.
I'm always doing
when
shit
you
like
win
that.
A battle.
I ain't got shit to do with it, but it's a bias there somewhere. I don't know what the bias is all about, but they bias toward drag for some reason.
No,
hey, man, whatever that shit is, hey, that's your problem, Eddie. Everything ain't black and white, bro. But that's you got racism
in your
heart.
Hey, man, that's
your
motherfucking problem. You don't know what my problem is. I'm going to talk about what I feel is the truth, and you talk about what the fuck you feel is the truth.
Yeah, but whenever
gonna
you
call,
do that,
you gonna
Eddie,
lie, that's
your ass.
If that's your, if that's your
you,
opinion,
you can't come back.
That's your opinion,
you
man.
You can't come back.
If you make your opinion,
you say, man, they wanna
that's your
like
opinion,
nigga.
Whether I agree with it or not.
That's right. You got brothers that stand in solidarity, and then you got the ones that say, yes, sir, boss. No problem, boss.
Oh, man.
I hear y'all.
And I don't know who they're talking, but I done seen what you said before, because look at what happened at Milan. Oh, we're going to boycott Milan. Everybody going, man, we going to Milan. They ain't did nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing people say, too. Mm-hmm. They ain't never did nothing to me.
It took a lot.
You see what happened? They shut it down, and they didn't have no track no more. They had to go out of their way to go race.
Milan.
Then
Milan ran after that, though, Preacher Boy, for another year and a half.
Two years. It did, 2 years.
Yeah.
You?
And, hey, Crooked Letter.
And
I ain't never mm-hmm. said not one time that I wouldn't go to 41, but before this even happened, I always said, I don't like the staff. I love the track. The track is nice, but the motherfucking staff
mm-hmm.
racist in the motherfucker. And I always tell
okay,
you
listen.
Before this happens. That's my opinion.
The track is a piece of concrete. The people that has the track, you said racist. You can't go to a racist
yeah.
place and then turn around and say they racist because they didn't invite you. You came on your own.
Well, I did it.
You
I still went and I still said it. I still
but,
said
but,
it and I still
and,
went.
Hold on, let me help you out on that right there. First of all, Preacher Boy, it's a private owned track and everything.
Business.
But it's open to the public.
Yeah.
That means you can go there. With it being open to the public mean that they shouldn't be treating you in no kind of racist way.
They didn't. They don't treat you no kind of racist way. They just did. They changed their rules. They said they're going to have this at their track and race this weekend, this at their track on this weekend. We're going to do this week. If you don't want to participate, you just don't come them weekends. Duh.
Well, I ain't coming
to
no weekend.
To
I ain't got no dog in the fight, but I'm going
to
support Greg. I'm going
to
support Greg. I ain't got no dog in the fight.
Do you think that's
$25?
do you think your $125 is making a difference?
One. Yeah, you know, one don't make a difference. But when there's a whole bunch of ones that do.
Yes, sir.
It's a lot of other people that's going.
A little bit of fun is not a whole lot of nothing. It makes a difference.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I already tell you, some beat none.
Man, listen, bro. And now, why y'all ain't boycott Jules and Osco and all the pieces of paper when they call you nigga?
I'm going to boycott
when listen to me. The piece of place when they said it was niggas, the Tommy Hilfiger, what's them boots called?
Timberland.
All them was purchased
on
that shit.
That shit you talking about, I ain't never purchased none of it.
I couldn't afford to wear nowhere.
Okay, but they didn't stop selling it. No.
First of all, I ain't one of them niggas.
Okay.
They gotta have name brand shit.
The dumbest shit you can do right now is go out there and buy a pair of Air Jordan tennis shoes with dumbass people still buying them.
Yeah, but I'm saying, look, bro. You sometimes you gotta pick your battles to fight. Some of them ain't even worth fighting, so it ain't never gonna change no goddamn way.
But it don't stop you from saying your opinion.
You can fuck around and say something and get yourself put out. Some people can say, man, well, forget it. We don't want you to ever come back to our track. What you going to do?
And guess what? I won't never go back to that motherfucker. I'm going to still say the same shit I was saying.
Fuck your track.
That's up. It ain't going to change my opinion.
But why go through that when your opinion could have been kept to yourself?
Because it don't see the colors of me. That's how I live life. That's how I deal with shit.
You know, it's a many days
preacher
y'all had jobs and went to work.
Preacher boy.
Yeah. I'm listening.
If Martin Luther King wouldn't have did what he did and Rosa Parks wouldn't have did what she did and different stuff like that there, shit wouldn't have never changed. Okay? A lot of shit that y'all used to do.
If Martin Luther King would have bought this shit,
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
So it had to start somewhere. But a lot of shit that went on up there, I got to give Jesse Jackson credit for something, but he ain't about shit for as I'm concerned. Y'all may not like it, but that's just my opinion. But I'm going to tell you something.
A lot of shit
that was going on with y'all police over up there would be going on worse than what it is now if it wouldn't have been for him and the people that went out there and went talking to them folks and making them folks, trying to make them folks stop. You got to start somewhere.
Okay. If Martin Luther King would have balled his fist up and fought back, it'd have been a lot easier. He killed some of them dogs.
Yeah.
When he shot that what on them, when they put that stick them dogs on us, on them, they should have killed them dogs and killed some of them people. They should have, when they put
and
that water pressure on them.
And the white folk would have killed them. Martin Luther King
had
to
wipe
them
out. They would have wiped them all the way out, man.
They still wind up killing them.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have seen it was an eye for an eye. It would have been different.
I understand what you're saying. I agree with it. Don't get me wrong, but his theory was, don't fight, you might live. That was his theory. I was like,
Listen to what you just said. He said, don't fight. That was his theory. I just gave you the same exact theory in a different form when I said, just hush and let shit go on. Don't fight. Don't fuss about it.
No, don't add to it.
If you fight back during that time, preacher boy, was like Martin Luther King, it's gonna be the same thing, same outcome. They're gonna try to kill you because you're too powerful. Because you think about it, they didn't go mess with Malcolm. They sent somebody in there to kill him. They sniped him. Okay, look at Louis Farrakhan. Look at Elijah Muhammad. They never mess with them folks because them folks stick together and they got their own oil. They know they're gonna have to go to war with them.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna put you back to the situation at hand. Yes, everybody loves drag. We all love him. He's a big race figure. He's one of the monuments in drag racing. Y'all feel some kind of way because he didn't get his way. You understand?
What? So you got nothing to do with it.
They didn't say he couldn't race there.
Let me tell you the white man's law. This applies to basically all the white folks. Because you go in there, you're going to be dead wrong. But white folks tell you and always tell you, the customer is always right. Drag was a customer, a paying customer. He's right. Supposed to be right.
That's right. That's right. Now, that makes sense.
Now, I'm going to correct you. He was not a paying customer.
What was it?
He was a commodity. He was making money with them. He was bringing in people. People were falling behind him.
Who got all that background noise?
I don't know.
Can't hear shit.
Yeah, like they at Colonial Bakery making money.
And then all they did was change the date. He could have changed the date or whatever it was. They wanted to add his other race into it. They bracket race into his date.
If you lock in a race and you hold that same date for a number of years, man, you don't want that date changed, man. Come on, man. Come on, preacher
boy. Hey.
He said he got a lot of people that understood his fight.
I understood his fight. Listen to what I'm saying. You understand his fight to a T. I can understand why he was upset. Now, them people that already took them days off, now what they going to do?
Man, it's they fucked up. That's right.
It's
fucked
over.
Up for them. That's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about.
Only thing that happened now is if Greg took it upon himself to take legal action, that's the only thing that could happen.
And he ain't going to get a dime for it.
You never know.
Well, I tell you, listen.
That's why some of us in the situation we are, so we believe in settling for less.
Yeah.
The thing that made it bad.
They telling you what to do with
friendship. You can't base business on friendship. You know, you can have a friend that opened up a store. You've been going in that store for years, eating free, drinking free. Now the day he tell you can't eat free and eat free. You upset.
That's a different deal, Pooter Boy. That's a different deal.
Oh, my God.
You eat into his profits, whoever the person is in that store, you actually eat into his profits. But in this case right here, they making money off drag. That's what they do.
Yes, they are. Yes,
so
they were.
He's not eating off of them.
They eating off of each other.
Jeez.
Listen.
They eating off of
him. Drag got people that's going to follow him. Listen. If Drag said he was going to have this race Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we was going to follow him. You understand what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what date they gave him. We were still going to follow him.
It's not about the people following him, Preacher Boy. It's about the whole thing is about the charade that these people are trying to play. This just a charade that they playing. That's what this is. Now, what their reason for doing it is, who knows?
I could feel y'all if they told him he couldn't have his race no more, period. He couldn't race, period. They just wanted some dates changed. But I understand why he didn't want to say this date.
Okay, but why did he change everybody else's dates? Why did he change everybody else's dates? You single out one person change his dates. What's up with that?
Who didn't? Who didn't change his date?
The people
that
changed his date. Who else they changed?
Sham days have changed. He settled for less. He ate that shit. They wanted to change date. And that was it. That's all. Because he settled for less. That's what we do when we obey master.
Yeah.
You settle for less.
Hold on. Leon.
Yeah.
Tell me this, man. when the shoemaker started making shoes, he made more than one size because that motherfucker, everybody around here be having bad feet.
Oh, man.
One shoe don't fit everybody, and you got to respect that.
Nope. Hey. Right. Different sizes and different widths.
Damn right.
Hell.
All I'm saying,
you can't put his damn big old double E foot in a damn
size.
Every
time something come out, we supposed to obey them and settle for less. I'd rather not have a race, but I ain't going to settle for less when I got my mind made up and got all my plans set up and my days is like it for you. You don't settle for less.
I'm going to change because
you say that there's a different date. I'm going to change. You're a coward because you don't what they want you to do. So you might as well just go on and do everything else they want you to do. That's just a coward. And it always been like that. That's what we do.
I ain't going to call him no coward, but me and him don't wear the same shoes.
No,
that's all I got
to
say.
No, you settle for less. You settle for less.
Leon, hold on. Listen at this. Okay, supposing Drag was having his race as the Juneteenth race, which is the Black Emancipation Proclamation Freedom Day. If he was having his Juneteenth, and they come in there and want to change it from that weekend, from Juneteenth to some other weekend, what would play then? What would happen then?
I ain't got to answer that. You know what happens quicker than that. We ain't got to answer that.
No, I know what the reason was.
Hey, man, listen, that shit don't affect me one way or the other, so I don't give a fuck. Nah, yeah, that's a better way to see it.
So anyway they do a black man, it don't concern you.
You motherfuckers go to work every day, and them motherfuckers come in there and tell you you're not working this position no more. You motherfuckers going to quit? You've been there all them years.
That job ain't got nothing to do with drag racing. What went on with drag?
Same motherfucking thing, nigga. You don't own the company. You don't own the company. You don't own the company, man. Do what they listen. My thing is, y'all do what y'all do, man.
I had a job. I went in the military in 1982. Right after I got married, I had a job. I got laid off from the Chrysler place where I work at a Chrysler dealership. I had a job with the city. And at that time, they were paying me $10 an hour. I was okay with that, doing what I was doing. When that man walked in there that day and told me, well, you got to go on this crew right here. You got to be using these shelves. And hand me a shell. I had it back to him. Told him, I'll see you later. Fuck that job and him, too. You don't give me no learning spoon. If you're a black man, I'll work for you. But ain't no white man. Don't give me no learning spoon and expect me to go dig nothing. That ain't finna happen. Now, that's my principle.
Then I said it again. You quit then, right?
Say again?
All right, then. That's what I just said. So before you criticize them and talk about them, before you criticize them and all that aftermarket shit, you quit and went on about your business.
Goddamn right. Ain't nobody going to make me do nothing I don't want to do.
Now, listen, that's what I'm saying. So all that extra motherfucker talking, don't come back.
You working on the job, a person change how you work. I just pick it back off what
I
you
said. You're either going to do the job or you're going to quit. That's exactly what I said. You're going to do the job that they gave you or you're going to quit. You said you took upon yourself and quit. And that's the end of the subject then. You quit. That was your choice.
More money. They must be making me a supervisor or something. They give me a promotion. Hell yeah.
I ain't going to get no shit in my head.
They give me a promotion. I'm saying that, Crooked Letter.
Motherfucker told me when I was in the eighth grade that motherfucker give you a shovel and tell you it's a learning spoon. I told him I'd never be one for no white man. I never have.
You remember they had that on the man where they had...
I dig at your house, a Leon house, a preacher boy house, a kid house. I dig all day. But I ain't digging in the white boy house.
What?
I know that's right.
Good point.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
You remember they took that black kid, the black school out to the cotton field, had him out there picking cotton?
Your ring off.
Yep. I remember that.
The mama went off. Yeah, yeah.
I'm finna call it again. Hold on. Don't. Hold on, fella. Call it.
That's the most shit I ain't gonna never do. I never pick no cotton either.
Oh, man. Well, the only cotton I ever picked was from Walmart or Kmart or something. That's the only cotton I ever picked.
Yeah, right. The Fruit of the Looms or the Shirt.
Yeah.
Or the Jeans or something. That's it. Or a pillow.
Well, I can't lie. I picked some cotton candy up at Great America when I was out there. I ain't gonna lie.
Eddie, like I told you before, it's a Southern man. And somebody asked
him, who the hell got that music playing?
He said,
I don't know.
My bad. That's my fault.
He said,
that's all right.
Why do black people not pick cotton no more? And why do a lot of black folks don't like the ball? Because cotton reminds them of slave days.
Cotton reminds them of slave days. That's why they don't pick cotton no more.
Yeah.
You give a nigga a piece of cotton, you can tell them to go in that field.
They don't like snow.
That's racist.
A lot of black folks down south don't like snow because it looks too much like cotton. And white ass.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen. This is what happened. They had a school field trip, and they took some black people, kids, out to
that's what Ed was just talking about. That's what Ed was just talking about.
Let them go in that cotton field and pick. And the lady went off on their ass, you know.
That's what Ed was just talking about.
Certain shit you just don't do. It's the shit you just don't do.
Yeah.
But the kids didn't even have to go out there and pick the cotton because they could have told them, hell no, we don't do that. It ain't like you didn't know no better.
He didn't know. He didn't know no better. He was a young kid. He didn't know no better. And when his mama came, they didn't know no better.
They were like kindergarten, the first grade, what they were. They was 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
I thought they was a little older than that. I heard the same story.
No.
When we grew up, they used to take us to Quaker Oaks. Quaker Oaks was another prejudice place that people never really paid attention to.
Yeah.
I never ate oatmeal.
You never went into the plant either then.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't remember ever going in it. No.
Yeah. They still was our field trips. They used to take you to the Quaker Oaks place and shit like that.
Oh, you know,
if you ever looked at some of the shit they used to teach us in school growing up was always slavery to fear. It'll put you in the mind of fear of white people, to respect and fear, or you get whipped and all the other shit.
Right.
Now you see they don't teach that no more. They don't teach that anymore. They teach
equal to everything. How many years ago did I tell you about that damn song they play on the goddamn ice cream truck?
Oh, man, I knew about that. Hell yeah.
I remember when you used to tell us that story. Yeah, it's been some years.
Shit, I knew about that shit when I was goddamn junior high school.
Yeah. Well, I got to admit, I was grown when I heard about it, you know, but... It took me out. And then all of a sudden, you see that song started disappearing off the ice cream truck.
That was put in our mind to fear. When they used to teach you that stuff in school about that stuff, that was to make us fear them. They keep us scared, to make us respect them because we're supposed to be scared of them. Once we change that, we don't do the same thing. You better kill one of them easier than you'd have killed anything now.
Yeah. And they also tried to use the Bible in the same manner.
Right.
They did use the Bible in the same manner. Everything in it was the same manner.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. but that's when your knowledge supposed to kick in on what you read. You determine it. Your determination of it supposed to be different from their determination. They couldn't change the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, they were smart now.
Yeah, but listen.
They are the most
just
vicious
like they
people
smart.
Ever lived on earth.
Yeah. They said they was blue out of devil. They was blue out of devil. So,
yeah.
You got to, you know how to listen, bro. They tell you
yeah,
how to make a cake. You know how to make a cake the way you like it.
All them folks that come out of the caves in the Caucasus Mountains, over in Europe. Yeah.
If you ever pay attention, the first time a white person like a black person, he's called a nigger lover.
Yeah.
If
man.
He ate at a, if whenever he ate at the with a black person all the time, he became trailer trash. They didn't want him around.
Damn.
So you got to understand, they don't like just. Them, they don't like their own kind. When their own kind, they're fooling with us.
It's good that it's trickling down, though. You know what I'm saying? It's good that it's starting to trickle down, too.
You know something?
Where every generation is less and less. Hold on, Crooked Letter. Every generation
worry,
is less and less racist.
Mm-hmm.
Every generation is less
like
and less people.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
White folks don't like, rich white folks don't like no poor folks. I don't give a damn what color
no,
they are.
No, what color
you
are.
They think that you less, but they brainwash poor-ass white folks into thinking, goddamn, they equal to them. But they show them all the time that they're not, and they don't even see it.
You're right. You're 100% right. But then this is what get them all fucked up. When they ask you, this is the worst thing on the application, your race. What race are you? Are you Jewish? You black? You Indian? Why do you need to know my race when I'm trying to get a job to do my job? That's the category
of
you. You know,
I saw a survey just like that the other day, preacher boy. I saw a survey like that the other day, asking what you is and all that.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's the category you. They know what,
yeah.
If you're trying to get a paycheck, he a nigger. He accept this. He a Mexican. He going to take this. He a Jew. Hey, we're going to pay him like we paid the niggers. You Irish.
She is
okay,
a Jew.
You get a little more than them.
Richer than the white folks, preacher boy, in case you didn't know.
Hell yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. I want to see if you know this here. Who was the first mob in the United States?
Italian, I thought. Shit, I don't know.
The Jews. The Jews was the first mob. They sent their firstborn one over in the United States to school and legitimize their money.
Okay.
Do you think them Steinbergs and them Rockefellers, like them Jewish folks, man?
Hey, man, listen. Like I said, all we got to learn to do is just figure out a way to make our living and make our life more comfortable. We'll never be rich. I don't give a fuck. Oprah ain't considered rich to them. Ain't considered rich to us. Because at a drop of dime, that bitch could be just as poor as the rest of us. A press of a button, that bitch on welfare.
Let me tell you something, man. Economic value, economic wealth is power. If you can get people like her and Michael Jordan, Tyler Perry, all them rich-ass folks like that'll team up together, Jay-Z and all them, and get on one accord, a lot of shit has changed.
And you know what they did? They turned around and used Bill Cosby.
Black folks, that's their problem. They don't back black folks.
Listen,
they back white folks.
They turned around and showed y'all point blank. They used Bill Cosby as an example. They pressed the button and sent that punk to jail. He didn't give a fuck about how much money he had. He was a rich nigga sitting in jail. Do you think they want to go through that?
But they killed R. Kelly. But preacher boy, listen to what I just said to you. If you could have got all these other people together, that wouldn't have never happened.
Didn't nobody else want to take that chance?
Money fights money.
When they didn't obey, they killed Michael Jackson. You see that? Hey, listen. Michael Jackson was with you the rest of them. They killed your dumb ass. Here, take some of this. This is going to make you party the rest of your life. It was over with.
Yeah, we got to realize when you get money together, money runs things.
Money changes everybody. Money make you forget you black. Money make you forget you black. It's easy for you to say no,
you don't have it. When you go out and try to be accepted by somebody else, you become what you're trying to be accepted by. That's what that is.
Hey, bro. What's the first thing the NBA players do when they get rich?
You got money, people treat you like you a king.
What's the first thing a nigga do when he gets rich in the NBA? He go get him a white woman. Go from there. First thing you do.
Well, preacher boy,
and then Kardashian.
Hey, preacher boy, listen at this. When they passed the civil rights bill in 1968, down here in the South, down here, when they passed that and told everybody it was supposed to be equal, but that's what's supposed to end the Jim Crow and everything. They were supposed to be equal. You're supposed to be equal to everybody else. Guess what? The first thing a lot of black people holler, I'm going to get me a white woman.
Because you thought you were equal, you could have one. It was like having a pet.
Think about it. If you got 3,000 black men that got 3,000 white women, 299.9 of them motherfuckers, 1,000 of them are going to be ugly in the motherfucker, fat in the motherfucker, and poor in the motherfucker. They don't go get no white woman.
You're 100% right. They're going to get the garbage because they ain't going to put their top of the line on the deck. Now the Kardashians, they was natural born hookers, bitch. They got passed around.
They not white, future boy. Kardashians not
know,
white.
Man. I don't know what the fuck they
is. Better check they up,
they
man.
Rich.
They rich. White.
No, they rich. They rich.
Yeah, rich from selling pussy.
I just told you what they was at the beginning.
My thing is this, bro.
When you don't obey what they said and you got that type of money, they press that button on you. Yeah. They'll fuck around and feed you some shit. You done went from cooking your food every day. You become rich, now you got a butler. You got a maid.
It's your hometown, Chicago.
No.
Hey, but what?
What
I was trying to say earlier is that every generation, mostly at least one time, I don't know if Trump changed or something, but every generation of whites was starting to come towards more liking blacks, you know, and understanding blacks. So, you know, they was kind of fading in that sense, but they kind of came back strong when Trump was in there, but I don't know. There's still a lot of white people that still care about blacks, and that's one of the things that helped kind of change the world. Yeah.
It is. But look at this. This would knock me out. This is the funniest thing I ever saw in my life. Listen to this. They've been whooping us niggas for years. They've been burning houses, kicking niggas, spitting on them, and every damn thing. Soon as this goddamn coronavirus came out and they said it came from China, they went to China for goddamn 4 months and gave them a new law, bashing. But she was killing niggas and bad for all our lives. 3 fucking months you changed the rules for them.
Yep.
And then they did it for the Mexicans.
You know, anytime. No, go ahead.
They did it for the Mexicans.
Same way.
A person look like me and you, this country ain't never been for us.
Right.
So with that being said, why you won't stand in solidarity with Big Drag if you knew how these white folks did us and all that shit?
What you mean, stand in solidarity with the man?
Solidarity,
listen, bro. Listen, I said I feel bad for him, but all he had to do was change his date, and we was going to support him. If he go to butt-fucked Egypt, right now, if he said, man, I'm going to throw my race in Memphis, I'm going to Memphis to have a good time. I'm still
all day.
You understand? But you're not going to tell me I'm not going to go to 41. When I couldn't go to 41, he helped me get back in. You understand what I'm telling you? I'd have been through being put out. Looking at
the
SK.
He's not telling you to do nothing.
He's not telling you to do nothing.
You know,
other people saying what they're not going to do. So that's why you on your cues about that. If you want to do what you want to do, then you do it because that's what you're supposed to do. But now, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to say like you just said, if Greg wanted to throw his race in Memphis down there, I doubt if he would do that because then he'd be cutting shots of people in Chicago.
No, that ain't what
and
I'm saying.
He's saying
about supporting. I'm telling him, whatever track he go to, I'm going to support him. A lot of other motherfuckers might not go, period. My thing is this. First of all, we ain't got none but two home tracks. You really going to be able to race that. Maybe four if you like to travel. Now, if we lock in the day to run Wednesday at the track, we're going to pick 41 of the Grove. Everyone, these motherfuckers say, I want to go to the Grove. Preacher Boy at the Grove. And, man, Preacher Boy got a connection like this. I want to go to the Grove. Do you think I ever gave a fuck? They still showed up. I don't want that track. Now, if we lock in to go to 41, so you tell me, man, I'm going to pay the lockup. I ain't going to 41. Man, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, that's where you're going to be at.
Before you lock it up, you're going to get back to check. You running that anyway.
Hey, bro, man.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm telling you. You're going to 41. You're not going to not go,
I'm going to bet you I don't go.
What?
That's me.
I don't give a... Listen, bro. Happy for you. I'm at the Grove.
Yeah.
Let me explain something to you. I'll be at the Grove, and when I go to 41, it's because that's where the money was, the hustle at. That's why you hear Grudge races at. Now, the ones that do come to Grove and race, I'm going to Grudge race, and I go to enjoy myself. I go to 131 to Grudge race to enjoy myself. You understand? We chase all of us chasing the dollar.
But all I'm saying is, I get it. Hey, listen, niggas say
you ain't
going to
go to Sam race. So listen. You ain't going to go to Sam
race. If he have it at 41, I'm not going. Because once the white folks start doing that shit, ain't no telling when they're going to stop. Oh, the niggas, they still
they'll
coming
stop.
Anyway. You don't understand.
Hey, bro,
it's the principle, dog.
No, you're not understanding. Listen. This is what I hear Eddie and them say. Eddie, I'm using you as an example. You said, man, the white folks want to take their track back. They don't want us there. They don't want us there. If you bow down and stop coming, who wins?
That's something different. Totally different. But
what's the difference?
But at the same time, if they don't want me there, guess what? I ain't going to go. I ain't got to be
there. That's right. I ain't going to be
there.
They
got other tracks.
That's right.
I spend a little bit more gas money, It ain't about them winning. It's about if they don't want you there, good. I ain't going to give you my money. I'm going to go somewhere else. That's what it's about.
They moved your money.
I hear you, man.
But
my thing was, I ain't never heard them say they didn't want us there. They just came. They were with to make their money.
Sometimes you got to read between the lines, and then I ain't always say it. You look at how they work.
Hey, Eddie.
I guess that's Dan out here. I ain't sure. But let me ask Preacher Boy something. Preacher Boy.
Nah, that ain't Dan.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You ain't never ran up on a white man before, and that white man look at you, and the way he looked at you, you know he calling you a nigga.
Yeah, I just whooped one. I just whooped one that damn a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Hold on.
Why did you whoop him? Because the words didn't hurt you.
I'm
going to
tell
you what.
No. Listen. This is why I whooped him. First of all, he came in the door. He looked at us.
You know
what he
did.
His look said, "What these niggas?" He said, "Look at these niggas." That's the first thing his look told me. He went right over there to some more white folks and said it plain as day to them, "What them niggas doing in here?" Then he turned around and said, buy them boys something to drink. Okay, come on. This is what we want. We want this to drink over here. Then he jumped up and got in my face, and I gave him what he was really looking for. Simple shit.
I understand what you said. I understand what happened there.
But you asked me a question.
But what I'm asking you is what you actually said about what drag.
Now,
you supposed to just walk away
now,
from it. Because that's,
now, let me tell you another story.
Hold on. You were supposed to walk away from that because of what you were thinking. That's what you were supposed to do. You were supposed to walk away. He didn't bother you. You should have went on. But you stayed there.
Are you finished?
And it escalated.
You
now,
finished?
Now I'm through.
Now, I'm going to tell you this part. I hang with a guy that's a Ku Klux Klan right now today, every day. He got it tattooed on his arm. He got Trump lover everywhere, all that. He one of the nicest person you can
and you
meet because he's funny, laugh, and give.
But you trust him.
I know,
but
I watch
you trust
him. I watch him.
Okay,
but you know what? But listen, when I need some direction or can't find something, he don't mind going right there and say, boo, boo, boo. They say, you got it right there. Go pick it up.
But
you don't know
boy.
Right now. You know what I – listen. Now, you ain't going to let me finish. You know what I like about him? You know, I'm going to show you the difference, what I like about him. He let me know up front the type of person he was or is. Then one of these motherfuckers that's laughing in your face and don't like niggas and hide behind the shield. You understand?
Okay. I understand everything you just said. How well do I understand that? But now let me inform you of something that you missing in that whole scenario you just gave. That man wouldn't be fucking with you if it wasn't in something in it for him.
Right, he might. He might not.
He wouldn't be fucking with you letting there's something in the film. Believe that. I can't say what it is.
I can't say what it is either.
But it's something in it for him. I don't say it's something in it for him. That's the only way he's fucking with you.
I can believe that. Everybody got a hidden agenda on everything in life.
Let me tell you something. I ain't got 60 years living in the South and made it to the 60 by being a stupid motherfucker because I ain't nowhere near that.
Me either. I'm 52 and ain't.
I'm not insinuating nothing towards you or nobody else. I'm just saying me. Like I said, me. I'm 60 years old and I've been down here for the South. I've seen the best of people and I've seen the worst of people. I've seen people that you know, come around and buddy with you, and ain't shit. Not know it.
You are 100% right. Now, listen.
I use them to the fullest like they're trying to use me when I fuck with them.
Use me. That's what you do. That's what you do. Listen, man, I come down to the South all the time. I don't know who else do and who don't. But I've been going back and forth down South ever since I was a kid, since I was born. I have been in a town said niggas be out by 12. I have been to a lounge. Well, they call it a juke joint, a cafe, or whatever. Niggas in the back, white people in the front. The only thing white people knew how to say to black people was, boy, did you understand this? Boy, do this. I couldn't accept that. Man, who the fuck is you talking to? I'm from Chicago. Don't talk to me that way. Oh, use a city slicker. That's what we was. They go, old city slicker. A shot town. They go, one of them shot town boys. That's what they used to say to us when we used to come down there. But they had their boundaries with us then when they found out we wasn't one of them obey niggas. But they said, like they told me, hey, we lose niggas like you down here. That's what the police said, point blank.
And
he didn't say. And that's what he meant. Now, you either going to bow down, lay down, or get the fuck out of our face.
And you've been through them little sundown town. That's what they call preacher boy, not 12 o'clock. Sundown town. Your ass better be gone before the sun go down. Don't let the sun fall on you.
Man, listen.
That's what they mean.
I've been up here in Chicago on my way to Wisconsin. Went through a flood going to Wisconsin and went the wrong way. The first sign I saw said be quiet. It said then the next one was no speeding in our town. The next town said no niggas allowed. I called my buddy. I said, man, you ain't going to believe this. I seen a sign that said no niggas allowed. He said, man, hurry up, get out of that town, man. They not bullshitting with you. The whole fucking place is racist. Get the fuck out of there. He said, did you see that sign? I said, quiet. He said, that was your first warning. Niggas allowed. He said, that sign said no speeding. It's because y'all be flying after you see the first sign. Get the fuck out that town. When I got to the Grove and I told the people at the track, they said, man, don't you ever go that way again. Ever. They said before
man,
you
so
come
many
to
little
the track,
towns like that
around.
In Wisconsin, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them towns in Wisconsin, man.
Hey, man, I was the one.
Do you
remember that movie? Do you remember that movie, Dusk to Dawn, that vampire-looking movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ran into a place just like it, man, and I pulled in that motherfucker. Me and my brother-in-law, you know my brother-in-law was white. I pulled in that motherfucker fucking direction. Them monkeys turned on me like I was a steak, and they was pit bulls. They were like, nigga, do you know where you at? My brother-in-law wearing his white ass in there, and he said, man, did you get the direction? The first word they said, a nigga lover. Now we run up out the place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, it's places that we're not allowed. You better pay attention. Get your ass and win tsunami before you get fucked up.
Hey, look here, Prince Boy, you and Eddie and whoever else on the show. Let me tell y'all a little secret. I want y'all to think about this because y'all the seniors. And y'all go out some of them back roads like going somewhere, you have to travel, you know what I'm saying? And then you'll get down in there and you'll all of a sudden you'll see two or three cars come by and ain't, you don't see no houses, but you see dirt roads that go back up and hid by trees and shit.
Right.
Down here the same way. Back up in that whole fucking subdivision, the whole family of white folk, redneck motherfuckers.
Okay.
Know how I found that
I
out?
I can believe that. Got lost.
Working for Lowe's.
Got lost.
Working for Lowe's. Delivering the flatbed truck.
Refrigerator.
Delivering, call it, rafters and 2x4s and 4x4 poles down there the jack bed, like on a rollback. We went down there, man, and got there. The man said, hey, y'all come down here, y'all can drop this load out here, but don't come back. That's what he told us. We told people at Lowe's.
Hey, man, listen, I got a nosy-ass daughter. My daughter, she does that background check on your family, whatever you call that shit, your ancestors.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
Our ancestors were slave owners. We got white people in our family that were slave owners. Hey, man.
Shit. How many people don't have white folks in their family?
Listen, my daughter went so far back with these people to calling them and talking to them. She sent the pictures to the white lady. The white lady said, yeah, that's my grandfather. That's my grandfather was her father. She said, yeah, they're my people. And then she showed her the rest of the people. Man, listen, that white people said, yeah, we used to have slaves when I was a kid. She said, now I still own a plantation. She still call it a plantation. I'm like, shit.
You know what you just said? You said y'all talk. You talked to the man. The man say when he was a kid, he used to own
a lady.
You say, but hold on. You say she said she owned. They owned slave. Her family owned slave when she was a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
But every time you look around, here goes some Negro gonna tell you or some white person gonna tell you, ain't nobody living that was a slave.
I'm going to tell you because I never seen one before, but I'm telling you what the lady said out of her own mouth.
I understand what you said. I'm just telling you what people say. Just like they tell you all the time, and me and everybody else, y'all trying to live in the past. Y'all need to forget about slavery, this, that, but you don't forget about this damn Jeff Davis Confederate War Day and all that memorial shit they do around here and all that shit. Martin Luther King's birthday, they celebrate Jeff Davis' birthday on it too. And he was a Confederate general or president or whatever the fuck he was.
Hey, man.
He wasn't nobody. Why are they celebrating him? He lost the war. You don't celebrate the loot.
Check it out. It's two things I never seen in my life. And I asked a lot of grown old people, and I'm going to ask y'all on this phone, and I want to hear y'all tell me these. Have you ever seen a slave? Anybody on this phone ever seen a real slave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You said, yeah. You seen a real slave?
Okay. Yes.
You went out of lifetime. Have you ever seen a Chinese funeral?
No.
Have anybody on this phone ever seen a Chinese funeral?
Nope.
See, them some major questions.
Only on TV.
You still ain't going to find it. And that shit ain't real.
The slave that I saw was about 5 years old. She was like 108. That was my grandfather's oldest sister.
Oh, okay. I see. This
she wasn't slave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, my grandmother, she lived to be 104. She was 104 or 5, one of them. My great-grandmama. My great-great-grandmama. And she never talked about being a slave. Here she was. She was in-house because she was light-skinned. She was Indian. So she had. If she was a slave, she had to be an in-house slave. She wasn't no field
type. Yeah, Chris Love, I got to take that back, too, you know, because back in the days of living in the South, and all our great grandfathers and stuff like that, they were slaves. So yeah, I didn't see a lot of slaves.
Yeah. Well, no, did you meet them though? But did you meet them? And they told you they were slaves.
They were family.
Okay.
I met the only one person, but I can tell you about my aunt because that's the one I can tell you about the most. The other ones I met lived right there at Moss Point where we lived there over there, and then it was two more over in Alabama.
Yeah.
My grandfather was an original Black Panther from Chicago. He used to walk around with them damn canes with the razors in it, with the swords in the canes.
Yeah,
I got it right now. My mama got it. Well, my mama, when she passed, it's still at the house, but it's there. You know.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, there's a lot of stuff that goes on.
What's her name? She's still living, ain't she? From up there, Angela Davis. Ain't she still living?
I don't know who
that
is.
She was an original member of the Panthers.
I just told you my grandfather was a Black Panther. Now, I wasn't. I don't know. I never did search into that and look at it.
I
don't know nothing about it like that. I got pictures of him. My grandfather looked just like Mel Washington, Harry Washington. They looked like they could have been brothers.
Man.
You know.
Panthers still exist in some states.
You know, back in the early 2000s, I think it was, when I was working at Terrell Foley, we took them cars over to the Essence Festival. She was there. I got a chance to talk to her. I got a chance to talk to Tupac Shakur mama, Afeni Shakur. I got a chance to meet her.
Yeah, they wiped the Mau Mau out real quick, boy. The Mau Mau was touches on white folks. They was like the Black Panthers. They call it just the Mau Mau.
Okay.
Yeah, the Mau Mau. Then you had the move movement over in Philadelphia, and you had Panthers in California and a couple other places.
And after that, that's when the gangbangers started coming along. The black gangsters and all that. They started breeding. They bred from all the Black Panthers and the rest of them. That's when they started coming along.
Yeah, but they had a different agenda. They had a different agenda.
Right, they had a different agenda.
You know.
They had a different agenda because moonshine and shit wasn't running that they started selling drugs. That's when all of them started coming along and coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going back to the Italian gangs. The Italian gangs was out at the time, and they was trying to run things.
The Black Panthers still where?
Oh,
Philadelphia?
They got something up there in Chicago. They still got something up there, yeah? The new Black Panthers.
I ain't seen none up here.
Yeah, it's something down here, something up there. Trying to think of where else they are. I think they're on the West Coast, too.
I'm talking about what is strong and what they still recognize and on the street dressing just like they used to dress. I think they're in Philadelphia.
They still wear the tam and stuff, you know what I'm saying, but I don't know how to mess with them.
Up here. ain't seen man up here, ain't heard nothing about them making no statements on the news.
I think they did. I think they tried to do something. Yeah, I think they did in the beginning about all that when them people was taking people personal and stuff on the L. They started on the south side for a little while, but it faded away, I think, Spaghetti.
They call themselves something else. They want the Black Panther. They call themselves something else.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Now I know they're
the ones over there in New York over there that was wearing them red Tam hats. I think that's what they was called. They was a group like the Black Panther too.
Hey, y'all. It's 11:12, y'all. We're getting closer.
Yeah. Hey, man, I remember who was that?